Are you surprised? Not as surprised as I was about an hour ago. Good evening, this is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis, and guess what? I'm in for Ian Lee, who ain't here. And I appreciate right now you are having a kind of momentary palpitations, not as much as he is, I can assure you. He came into contact with a vehicle, a motor vehicle, that wasn't his own earlier. Don't worry, he was in one as well. So they kind of met each other about, what was it, a couple of hours ago? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, a couple of hours ago. Agent Chris is here, so don't worry. You know, there's still half a programme. So I'm Anthony, and I got the call, and Ian phoned with... I think he's in shock. I think that's the problem. He's in shock.
Well, after anything like that, you're a bit shaken up,
aren't you? You'll be shaken up when you make contact with another vehicle. And the sound that a car makes when it hits another car is never something you can plan in your mind, because the sound of metal on metal... You know?
It's like a crunch.
It's like biting into a hobnob that's been in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Ian, we love you. I'm very sorry that you've had an accident. But don't worry, I'll look after your chair. So, Ian Lee's good evening has become Ian Lee's not quite so good evening. He's staying at home, probably wrapped in a blanket. I'm Anthony Davis, hanging out with you till 10. You can call, you can text, you can email, you can do all the stuff that you normally do. 0870 90 90973. You can text 84850, and you can email me, Anthony, at lbc.co.uk. And the problem with being me is that I get dragged in, and... people ring me up and go, who the hell are you? And so let's just say right here and right now that I've been here since May. You just don't hear me all the time, okay? Before you give me any grief. I've been here since May, last year. Okay, thank you. Your calls, I mean, by all means ring in if you wish to, you know, wish Ian well, but maybe save that for tomorrow, okay? Maybe we should put it in a box. Should we put it in a box? Yeah. So, yeah, call, text, email, whatever you like. So maybe we should talk about the safe way to drive. Yeah, how you should be travelling around. Because I think Ian was in Willesden when he made contact with Stranger's vehicle. I wonder if it was a smarter car than his own. Let's be honest, he doesn't drive a Bentley Continental, does he?
I think any car is smarter than his.
That is not a he's not even a proper car. He doesn't even have to tax it. It's, like, not roadworthy. They did Ian a favour by driving into his car.
Yeah, maybe you're right, actually.
I wonder who it was.
Yeah. It was on its way out, so...
If you've driven into Ian Lee recently, maybe you should just give us a call. In fact, maybe we should talk about your best accidents. I've had more car accidents than most. So maybe we'll do that, you know, like your most dramatic car accident, where no fatalities, please, nothing nasty or evil, but just great dramatic stories. G-Man, hey, morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, what's your name?
Anthony.
Hello, Anthony.
Oh, hi.
My name's Jima. Yeah. What's yours?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But where's Ian?
Ian, at the moment, is lying on the floor in his living room with a flannel on his head.
Oh, poor Ian. It was bound to happen, though, with that car. I've seen it, yeah? Basically, my bike is more roadworthy than that.
It's no tank, is it, G-Man?
It's no tank. It's falling apart, you know?
This is probably the final nail in the coffin, though. Do you not think this is a good opportunity for him to switch it in for something a bit nicer, like a Nissan Sunny 1987?
Probably, because he spent, like, £5,000 on shelves, and he still rides around in that old banger.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Man, yeah. Anyway, get well, Ian, innit? Get well, blood.
Yeah. He's not lost his mind. He's just bumped somebody. I think he's hurt his shoulder. He hurt his shoulder a bit, didn't he? Like, little bit of shock. Trauma. Is that what they call it? Physical trauma.
Trauma.
Trauma is a much kind of... It's too great a word for a bang on the shoulder. You know?
What should you say? A bump on the shoulder?
A bump on the shoulder. I love drama like this. I mean, this is what it's all about, isn't it? Because if you're in London and living and getting around, it's only a matter of time before you're going to crash, isn't it? Let's be perfectly honest. It's only a matter of time before you're going to make contact with something else.
Yes.
The whole city just moves too quickly.
You just maybe got to move with it.
Yeah, you just got to keep rolling. This is the thing. So, yeah, your experience, please. Maybe you've been on the receiving end of a vehicle that has made contact with you. I hit a motorcyclist once. She flipped right over the bonnet, and I thought that was it. I thought that was the end of it. Quite seriously, I was crossing a busy street in my vehicle, and she was making way down the wrong side of the road, heading towards me. I didn't see her, because obviously she was going too fast on the wrong side of the road. That's apparently... Tell me if I'm wrong, if you're a motorcyclist, apparently motorcyclists can do that. They can make way on the wrong side of the road if they want to.
Can they?
Apparently, if you know better, then let me know. So, yeah, and she clipped the front of the car, went straight over, and of course, when that happens to you, your first feeling is, I'm going to go to prison for the rest of my life. Fortunately, she landed on her feet. She was a member of Jerry Cottle's circus, actually. So she did a couple of somersaults in the air, which frightened the hell out of me, but she did like a flourish at the end. She almost took a bow. The bus driver on the opposite side of the road thought it was fantastic.
Lucky you.
Lucky me. Yeah. 0870-9090-973 is the phone number. Your thoughts, your experiences. If you can top my car accident, or indeed Ian Lee's, then hey, let's hear it. 84850 on the text massage. Or email Anthony at lbc.co.uk. Stick an H in Anthony and you'll be laughing. I took a cab on the way. I get called this evening at 6 o'clock from LBC management saying, how quickly can you get to LBC Towers? I don't think I did badly. I was in Leicester Square. Jumped in a cab, 28 minutes.
I think that's a record.
That is a record. Rush hour on a Wednesday night, I think I did really well. So thank you very much, cab driver, who listened to that other talk station in London. I said, what station do you listen to? Because I thought I might get a discount, you know, if he knew that he was being an ambulance. Effectively, he was taking the role of ambulance driver. And he was like, yeah, I listen to that, you know, what's his name?
The other one.
The other one. We can't say it. It's blasphemous.
All right.
Well, if we say it, we get electric shock.
Yeah, but sometimes that shock is nice.
Agent Chris, if you want to get a shock, by all means, you say it, but I am not being responsible for saying the name of that, you know.
What? Talk Sport?
No. The other one.
BBC London.
I've come over all faint. So, yeah, he listened to that. Anyway, I've converted him. So, listen, between you and me, if we can hang on to that cab driver tonight, if we can convert him from that station to this station... Then, if we can keep him all the way through till Nick Ferrari tomorrow morning, then we have won. To Southwark now, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Wrong number.
You've got the wrong number. Yeah. What? Speak, man.
Oh, sorry about that. Red Rum, spelt backwards...
Is?
Murder.
Yeah, you've been watching The Shining?
Oh. Okay, then. See ya.
Bye-bye. Don't you just love it when people think that, you know, it's, well, it's straight to air and people ring and, you know... Neil, you don't think it's straight to air, though, do you?
Oh, I didn't know it was straight to air. I'm in the pub.
Well, it isn't straight to air, but you are live on LBC, so please do not swear.
No.
Or say BBC London.
Say what?
Nothing. So what pub are you in, Neil?
I'm in the Shirley Inn.
The Shirley Inn? Where's that?
In Shirley.
Oh, Shirley. As in Shirley Inn.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes. Now, what I was ringing for was, you rang me last night as you finished, the programme.
As I finished the programme last night, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I couldn't get to my phone in time.
Oh, right, you mean I rang you back last night?
Yes.
And you couldn't get to the phone in time, so you're ringing in today?
Yes.
And are you a fan of, my programme?
Yes. No, I'm a fan.
Well, do you listen...
Am I fanatical about it? No.
No, I'm not asking if you're fanatical, Neil, I just want to know if you listen every night.
Yeah.
So you know me well?
I know you well.
Great. Well, hang on a minute, because it's 7:15 right now, and we just got to check the travel now. Let's go and say hello to Alan Joyce, who's in the LBC Travel Centre.
Thanks, Anthony. We're looking at problems now.
18 after 7. This is LBC. It's Wednesday night. Hello. Neil, are you still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
You're still in the pub?
Yeah, still in the pub.
How many you had, mate?
I'm on four.
How many?
I'm a fourth.
You're on your fourth?
Yes.
Right, what's your poison tonight?
Guinness tonight.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so it's not got much in it.
Well, no, I'm not having dinner later, so it's a food in itself, Guinness.
Yeah, absolutely. You're having a meal, a liquid meal. It's like being an astronaut.
Peanuts. I'm not going too mad.
Are they in a dish or are they in a packet?
No, in a packet.
Good man. You don't want to be catching no stuff.
No. So what I was ringing for, yeah, apart from what did you ring me for last night,
yeah,
was the general topic of conversation in the pub tonight was several people have said it's too cold to snow. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard, yeah.
It's said, isn't it?
Well, it's said by idiots.
But why do people say that? It's too cold to snow. It's not going to, it's too cold to snow.
Well, what's one beyond snow, right? If it's, like, a bit chilly and it rains, and then you get, what, hail or something? What do you, what comes after snow? Nothing. Glacier.
It's minus 50. I've been rubbished. I've been rubbished in the pub by a cab driver, a plumber, a jet engineer, and another cab driver.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician.
So the electrician has been rubbished by an engineer, an electrician, another
cab driver, and a plumber.
And a plumber.
Yeah, and they're telling me it's...
You sure it's not a trade union meeting you're at? You sure you're in the pub?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in the pub. But at the South Pole, it's minus 70, minus 50, and minus 40.
Hang on, I'm just writing this down.
It's
South Pole?
There. It snows there. Minus 70, I suppose, is on a bad day.
Yeah.
And it snows there.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't it snow here? It's only minus 4.
Yeah, because this is London, isn't it? It's global warming. We've burst a hole in the ozone going direct to Saturn or something, and snow just comes straight through. You've got to understand that we have ruined completely...
What did you ring me for last night?
Well, we had to talk last night. You're a law listener to the programme.
Yes. What did you ring me for, anyway?
Well, why couldn't you get to your phone in time last night, Neil?
I was otherwise engaged. And it was, there was a good reason, but I'm not going into it. But no, I was otherwise engaged. And I couldn't.
You didn't have a plumber around, an engineer, and an electrician, did you?
No.
And a cab driver?
I actually had a painting decorator around.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Or is that a metaphor?
No, she's of the female variety, though.
Oh, okay, I got you. Right, and what did you do? Like, put up a ceiling rose?
No. So what did you ring me for? That's what I rang for.
Let me ask Agent Chris, because last night was a long time ago. Agent Chris, what did I, Ian Lee, ring Neil for last night?
Well, Ian, I don't have a clue, really.
I had a go at you the night before about your ego.
Yeah, I know, and I don't have an ego.
You do, because you keep mentioning your name every drop of a hat, you mention your name.
Yeah, well, this
even
is...
Even when nobody drops a hat, you mention your name.
Yeah, but this is radio.
I know. You're famous, though. It goes with the territory.
Yeah, I know that.
Can you be famous without having an ego?
No. Don't be so stupid. Of course you can't.
Yeah.
Look at Liberace.
I would if I could.
But it's radio. See my point?
Yes. Okay, then have a lovely show, and I'll be listening.
Thank you, Neil.
I'm only over the road. I only live over the road from the pub. I'm about 100 yards from the pub.
Oh, so you can stagger back on your Guinness train to nowhere.
Yeah, well, I won't be. This is my last one. I'm going to go over, and I'm going to cook dinner and listen.
Neil, before you go, mate...
Yes.
Can I just tell you something?
Yes.
Ian Lee had a car accident this evening.
Oh, you didn't.
My name's Anthony.
I thought you were being a bit... kind of, like, straight.
I mean, he's all right and everything, don't get me wrong, but Ian's not here.
He had a car accident, seriously?
Yeah, not a bad one, he's absolutely fine, he just got a little bump on the shoulder, a minor trauma, we like to call it, but I'm sitting in the chair.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I won't listen then.
And that's why I couldn't remember what I phoned you about last night, because I was nowhere near the phone.
You sound very similar.
Yeah, we do. Well, we're both about the same age, and we're both lanky.
Okay, well, I won't be listening then.
Thanks.
No, I will. Okay, see you later then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go, Neil in the pub.
What a joker.
What a joker, and doesn't it just show, doesn't it? That's why you got to say your name on the radio. It's true, isn't it?
You just proved him wrong then.
I proved him wrong. I didn't do it intentionally, I'm not that clever. 7:23, this is LBC. Don't forget, the phone is yours. If it's engaged... doesn't matter, because you can make contact with us easily. 0870-9090-973. 0870-9090-973. You can text 84850. We don't normally do text during Ian Lee's Good Evening, I know that, but, you know, we are being technologically marvellous this evening, so make use of it. And also email if you've got your computer still booted up, if you haven't left work yet, or if you're just, maybe you're at home doing a little adult surfing. Then you can email Anthony with an H at lbc.co.uk. To the M3, hi Chris.
Hi mate, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. You in traffic, or what are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm not, actually. I wasn't the M3, but now I'm coming through Farnham, actually.
Coming through Farnham?
Yeah.
Like John Farnham?
Like John Farnham, yeah.
There we go. I couldn't think of another link.
Nice.
That was it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He was a singer. He sung a song called The Voice. I think it was a one-hit wonder.
How long ago was that?
Oh, like 1988?
I was, one.
Great. Well, why don't you know it, then?
I don't know. I wasn't listening to the radio or the TV much then.
Well, more fool you, my friend. It was a great song. I'll MP3 it to you.
I turned off my radio a second ago, but I'm not sure if you went over this, but did that guy think you were Ian?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. But he had had four Guinness, Chris, so, you know.
Four Guinness.
That's the way it is. Four Guinness.
Yeah, I heard you talking about liquid lunch or something.
It was a link. He was having an astronaut lunch, and he was fine, but he was with his mates. It sounded like he was seriously in sanctions there, though he was being rubbished for talking about snow. Apparently it's going to snow tomorrow or tonight.
It's too cold to snow. Too cold to snow.
Now, you're not going to start all this
I'm
as
joking,
well, are you?
I'm joking.
What does that mean? Do you know?
I don't understand it.
Well, come on, you're about 14. They should teach you this stuff in your 11 plus. Why is it too cold to snow?
I don't know, mate. I don't know. I think it's, rubbish.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was ringing about the...
Yeah, why did you ring, Chris?
Rang, because I listen to Ian Lee every night.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually in an interview at this, selling something at this time, but I'm not tonight, so
no.
I'm listening now. But, yeah, he had a crash, did he?
He had a minor car accident. I wouldn't put it as far as a crash.
Oh, it was more like a bump.
It was a bump, yeah, but he is mildly traumatised.
I have a bad signal now, so I hope I don't lose it.
Well, I hope you don't lose it either. Are you driving?
Yeah, I am driving.
Are you hands-free?
Hands-free, I don't want 3 points.
Are you Bluetooth?
I'm not Bluetooth.
Well, you got a wire?
I've got a little thingy which holds my phone up and I press loudspeaker.
Oh, okay, well, that's okay, yeah. It's not hardly high-tech, is it, let's be honest, but, you know, it works.
In fact, it's so un-high-tech, the little thingy is my hand.
The little thingy is your hand?
Yeah, so in fact, I'm just holding my phone, but downwards.
Oh, please, just dramatise it, make it interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry. It crashes.
Anyway, yeah, have you had any major car accidents, minor ones, anything that we should know about? Because we're trying to teach people to stay safe. Did he go? That thing, I bet that phone is Binatone or something, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, to be honest with you, I'd kind of had enough. I'm happy to entertain people, you know, and just humour him, see it through, but we'd had our fill, hadn't we?
Good call.
Anyway, listen, keep calling, because there's loads to talk about this evening, especially if, just staying safe as well, it's really important. 0870 9090973. If you know why it is too cold to snow... then you can call as well. Same number. We haven't got a snow hotline set up. I've got a cones hotline. You can ring that if you like. But the snow hotline this evening, 0870 9090973. 84850 on the text. Email anthony@lbc.co.uk. I'm Anthony Davis. I'm sitting in for Ian because he has had a road accident. And he's fine, but he's just not here. So that's where it is. If you want to ring in... Oh, look, Greeky Lion's ringing. I haven't spoken to him for ages. Oh, I can't wait. So, yeah, you know the number. You know what to do. Make the programme your own because... Listen, I came in with 20 minutes to spare. Do you think I had time to put a programme together? What do you think? What am I, superhuman? Anyway, so yeah, 0870 9090973. This is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis. And so things, yeah, why is it so cold that it's not going to snow? You tell me next. That's a lovely text coming through on 84850. Ian Lee Show, what is? Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. Mirel says hi. Oh, hi, Mirel. We haven't spoken for ages. Lovely, Mirel. Hi, Anthony. I just got in, switched on, and heard you. What a lovely surprise. It's belated but happy new year, hun. Good luck with Ian's nuts. Oh, nutters. Sorry. It's an easy mistake in a maker. That's what it says. Yeah, so your text, your cause, your opinion. Right after the news. 9090973. 7:34. This is LBC. I'm Anthony. Oh, it just said all that, didn't it? Oh, why do I bother? Why am I repeating myself? Yeah. Good evening. Ian's had a car, a minor car RTA. Is that what it's called? road traffic accident. Yeah. So he's not here. He's fine. Don't worry. He's fine. You know, he's wrapped in swaddling clothes as we speak. Lots of text coming through. Hi, Anthony. Just to let you know that I've hit a... You know, just Agent Chris just brought me a glass of water. I had a sip from it, and now I've got a frog in my throat. Whereas before I sipped the water, I was fine.
Oh.
I have a... What did you put in that?
Water.
I've had a reverse reaction to a glass of water.
Do you want to take it away?
No, well, maybe if you take it out the room, then maybe my throat will be fine.
We'll go back in time.
Let's go back in time.
Okay.
Why don't you just turn the flux capacitor up to 1.21 gigawatts and we'll see what happens. Mark the Trucker says, Hi, Anthony, just to let you know that I've hit a cyclist with a 44-ton truck at 55 miles an hour and he survived it. Isn't that great?
Not that Ian did that.
No, we better make it absolutely clear that Ian was not driving a heavy goods vehicle. Although if you saw his car, you'd think it had fallen off the back of one. And secondly, everybody's fine. And there was no pedestrian or cyclist involved whatsoever. Just to make that absolutely clear. So, yes, if you have a more impressive road traffic accident that you would like to tell all about, if there's been a fatality or somebody's been hurt or you're from the middle of a court case, I don't want to hear from you. However, if you do, if those do not apply, 0870 9090973, you can text 84850 or email me, anthony@lbc.co.uk. Marjip, hi.
Hi, good evening, Anthony. Nice to speak to you.
Very nice to speak to you, Marjip, in Hounslow.
Hi, I just wondered, what car was Ian Lee driving when he had the accident?
It was a 1979 Mini Club, the one with the doors on the back.
I thought he had Peugeot.
He did have a 106, but he swapped it for a Mini Club with doors on the back because he's got to take his
There is very new showroom up near me, very good one. They sell all cars, very big cars, nice cars. He is a rich man. He can buy good car.
Did you say he's a rich man or it's in Richmond?
No. He's not in Richmond. He's in Austerley. He is a rich man. He's wealthy.
Yeah, well, obviously, he's absolutely loaded. That's why he drives such a beautiful car.
Why he drives such an old car?
Why? Because it's cool, you see. You play everything down these days. No one wants to be ostentatious about it. You know, it's like the only thing you should have, Marjip, that is proof of your wear is a fine pair of shoes. The rest of you, you can look like an absolute tramp and get away with it, but if you got a nice pair of cobblers on, then you're fine.
Somebody told me this long time ago, if your shoes are shiny and smart, you always look healthy and you look good, man.
Well, it doesn't rhyme, but I like it.
It is not rhyme, no, it's true.
It's very good, actually. I'm just writing that one down.
Anthony, may I ask you something?
Yeah, anything, as long as it's not general knowledge.
No.
Okay.
You are not the mastermind. What car you are driving?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure I want to answer that. It's too embarrassing.
Why?
Well, it's just embarrassing.
Why, it is a very old car?
No, but it's... The problem is, Marjip, that people judge people by these kind of things, don't they? It's like dogs, you know? People have a certain kind of dog. It tends to look a bit like the owner. So if I told you what kind of car I drive, then you'd sum me up.
No, not really. I don't even know what you look like, how old you are, if you're married, I don't know anything.
Well, that's probably just as well.
Why?
No, I don't know. It's just better that way. Let's just say I got a face for radio.
You must have better face than Ian Lee. He is not a very good-looking man.
I'm so pleased he's not here.
I phoned him before on his other show when he was on Afternoons, and he joked with me as well. He said, you'll not see me on my internet page. It's very, very handsome man I am.
Yeah, well, maybe he was just kind of secretly requesting that you just logged on and became one of his friends.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I have seen his MySpace page.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yes, very good.
Pleased to say I am actually one of his friends. Purely in a MySpace kind of way, not in real life, because that would be wrong.
Oh, I see. You also have MySpace advertisement.
I just got it. In fact, somebody's on my MySpace. This is what I don't understand about MySpace. So if you're on it or you do it all the time or it's your thing, then you can put me right here.
No, I look at it sometimes.
I was just going into one. Marjip, give it a second. We've already done the car showroom. You just hang on a second. Just a second. I want your opinion.
Okay, go on.
Unless I put the case forward, it's going to be a very short program.
Okay, go on.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. People who live their lives through MySpace...
Yes?
...have lost touch with reality. And they think that if you remove them from your top friends, if you accidentally go down the list, that you are not in love with them anymore. And this becomes a real issue, because I got a message off one of these people, and I'd put Barry Manilow ahead of this person, and she dropped down the list, and I get a message come through that says, what's going on? What's your problem?
She thought you dropped her as a friend.
She thought I dropped her in real life, Marjip.
Oh, it was your girlfriend.
It wasn't my girlfriend. It was just somebody who I know who was on my... This is it. Even for you, Marjip, you're beginning to believe it's real life. It shouldn't be like that.
No. It is not real life. It is just... All this internet thing, it is not true. Some of it, it's fantasy, because...
It's all fantasy. Everybody lives their life in this virtual world. Meanwhile, there's a night in the real world right now. It's too cold to snow.
Oh, it is. I tell you why it is too cold to snow. It has to.
This better be the definitive answer, because I've been asking this for 40 minutes.
Okay, it has to be between 1.5 and 4 degrees to snow.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
Oh, this is fine. Hang on. I'm making a note of this. This is the definitive answer. Hey, listen, if you record this, everyone, this is... Right, what, say it again. Why is it too cold to snow?
It is too cold. If it is colder than 1.5 degrees centigrade...
Yeah.
Then the rain can't come through the clouds.
Right.
If it is between 1.5 degrees to 4 degrees...
Yeah.
Well, I think 3.5, maybe 4...
Mm.
Then the cold air, it rains, the cold air turns into snow particles, then it falls down as snow.
Are you a meteorologist?
No, not at all.
What are you?
I learned this at school.
How long ago was that?
Oh, 35 years ago.
Well, how come you're talking in centigrade? If it was 35 years ago, you'd have been talking in Fahrenheit, wouldn't you?
No. We always, in my country, we talk in centigrade.
Which country was that?
Where I was born.
Yeah.
Afghanistan.
I'm sending my children to Afghanistan to get learned.
You think so?
I guarantee there is not a single London comprehensive school child who would know that fact through education right here and right now.
They don't teach them this in the science.
And for all the bad press that Afghanistan gets, we've got it here. Marjip, I think you might have just solved world peace.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, sir. Listen, we got to go, but I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much for speaking to me, Anthony.
It's a pleasure. Any time.
Okay, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. I can't believe that. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, he's just proved one of the greatest points of our whole upside-down social world at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm right, though, aren't I? You find me right now, somebody who goes to school in this city, who could give me that off the top of their head, right? He's talking from 35 years ago that he remembers that he learnt at school in Afghanistan.
How long have I got?
Well, I don't know, but you're a good producer, so go to it, my friend.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm Anthony Davis. This is LBC. Ian's not here. He's had a road traffic accident. Don't worry about it. He's fine. He'll be back tomorrow. Morel says, Anthony, I'd love to phone in for a chat, but I've lost my voice. So if anyone's seen Morel's voice, then maybe you could call us, 0870-9090973, and we'll try and get it back to her. Hello, Anthony. I was once told it was too sunny to get a tan. This proved to be a big fat lie, as I got a rather bad sunburn with blisters and everything. That comes from Steve. Well done, Steve. Put your names and where you're from and everything on text messages, just so we can really identify you with vigour. I'm not sure that's the right choice of words, but still, it sounded nice, isn't it? Tony, you all right?
Yeah, mate. Oh.
How's it going?
Oh, mate, it's bad, man, it's bad.
Why?
I was there having a laugh and a chuckle when one of your callers was on.
Yeah?
Changed lanes and smacked straight into the car in front.
What, this evening?
Just now!
Just now you've had a...
Not even that, 20 minutes ago.
You have just had a road traffic accident.
A road traffic accident? Because of you! And now... My post boxster.
Yeah?
Is boxed up.
Oh, Tony!
You're laughing, aren't you?
You should have been.
You're laughing, aren't you?
I'm not laughing, Tony. You should have been paying more attention. Don't you blame me.
All right, it weren't really you. It was the person in front.
So, what car are they?
Peugeot.
Not a 106.
No, it was a thinking beige, F-ledge Peugeot 30. I don't know what they called them. 30 what? Actually, what? No, 306 or 106. Oh, I don't know. And now I'm a Boxster's boxed up.
Well, to be honest,
struggling to drive.
Tony, give us a second. I mean, something wonderful has happened there. If it wasn't for Tony, I probably wouldn't be here right now. But he should go and get himself a decent car. It's 7:45. Time now to check the travel with Alan Joyce.
Thanks, Anthony. We're looking at delays on the motorways.
Welcome back. I always wanted to be Richard Madeley, not all like all the time, but just for that momentary welcome back. Do you know what I mean?
No.
And this is my wife, Judith, although you'd never believe it. So, yeah, thanks for your calls and your texts and your emails. Please keep doing that, because without you, I've got nothing to say. I'm going to be perfectly honest about this. 0870-9090-973. It's probably pre-programmed into your iPhone as we speak, so make use of it. And, Ian Lee has had a road traffic accident, and that's why I'm here, and that's why we've been talking about, just the trouble you might be having yourself whilst making contact with other vehicles. And that wonderful crunch sound that is only ever heard when two cars... There is nothing like it in the world. And it sounds different when you're in the vehicle. If you're outside the vehicle and you're listening to other cars making contact, then that's not a nice noise. But when you're in the vehicle, your whole life flashes in front of your face as that... I can't even make it.
It's the crumple zone, isn't it?
It's a crumple zone. Yeah, that's what it is.
But only new cars have them.
I think that's crazy. That some cars are allowed on the roads that are effectively dangerous, like vintage vehicles or whatever.
Non-crumpable.
And then you've got things like Prius that look like a Sherman tank because they're making room for pedestrians to make contact with the bonnet and not the engine. What's going on? Anthony, if you type in hide my... I'll start again. That wasn't very good, was it? I got possessed just then by a less talented broadcaster. I apologise. Anthony, if you type in hide... in MySpace friends on Google, you get a code to put in your profile and your friends list is hidden from visitors to your page from KL. See, I'm just getting into MySpace, and I was just saying earlier, if you missed it, that people who live on it, they tend to live their entire lives through it. And they believe, for the duration that they are online now, that they are actually in a world of happiness.
Are you addicted yet?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I was probably addicted for 20 minutes when I first did it. Like the first time I had cyber sex. It only lasted a week.
Give it another couple of days.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we should try and get my, this is a great opportunity to try and get my friends' numbers up tonight.
Alright.
Seriously, I've got 49 friends on there. And most of them are complete randoms. So maybe if we can get my numbers up to over 100 between now and 10 o'clock tonight, that would be great.
How many have you got at the moment?
49. Should we do it?
Let's see.
MySpace.com/Ant_Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Scott, hello.
Hello there. How you doing, Anthony?
Much better. Oh, you got an American accent.
Well, Canadian, actually.
Oh, I apologise for insulting you.
No, that's all right. I've been enjoying your show this evening. It's been really entertaining.
You sound a little bit like the kid.
The kid?
Yeah, he's the only Canadian that's ever made it in this country, the kid.
Oh, Kid Jensen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met him, actually. Very nice fellow.
Very nice man. Go on, carry on.
Yeah, I was going to deliver a tea, a bit of bad news. I'm not exactly sure what they teach in Afghanistan, your last caller there.
But, what, you're about to say that he was wrong?
Well, you know, I think it would be great if it never snowed below 1 degree or whatever he said, because then Canada would be in tropics all year round.
Oh, no one likes a clever trousers, Scott.
Yeah, unfortunately, where I'm from, it doesn't matter. It's minus 10, minus 20. Minus 40, it still snows.
But he said that if it's, if it's colder than 1.5 degrees centigrade, then it doesn't snow. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
But, and you're saying that is incorrect?
No, because it's minus 20 in Canada right now and snowing like crazy.
Maybe it's different in Canada. Scott, will you stay there?
Sure.
Catherine?
Hello.
Do you know anything about this?
Well, I was just thinking, actually, I remember a few years back, throughout that 20 years, about some geography lessons.
Yeah.
Very cold temperatures are associated with high pressure systems and clear skies.
Oh no, I'm really confused now.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that right?
Yeah, because what it is because on a clear night, it's quite cold because there's no cloud cover.
Did you say on a clear day or on a queer date?
On a clear night.
Oh, on a clear night, sorry.
Yeah, on a clear night,
yeah.
It gets cold because there's no cloud cover to insulate the area, and as a result, it's usually quite cold, so I think people perceive a clear night as a cold night and therefore think it's not going to snow. But the absolute temperature isn't anything to prevent snowing by itself.
I'm really confused!
You can have a clear night at -1 or -20, or you can have a cloudy night at the same temperatures.
I've got a headache now. Okay, well, thanks, Scott. Is that it? Have you got anything else, or is that it?
Well, I was just going to say, if it does snow tomorrow, I hope everyone that has to drive...
gets on a moose.
And, does it really carefully. Make sure you give yourself twice your stopping distance.
Oh, goodness, you don't work for the government, do you?
No. I know there'll be a lot of accidents if it does snow.
No, you're right. Seriously, we should encourage some very careful driving. The problem with this city is there's so many cars and not enough road space. Everyone likes to kind of squeeze in nice and tight. But, yeah, Scott's right. For tomorrow and tomorrow only, obviously, provided the snow comes, get on a moose. Do you have a moose, Scott?
Now, have you ever seen a moose?
No, I've had a Shambursi Chocomoose. That's the closest I've got.
Well, if you've ever seen a moose, you probably wouldn't want to get on one.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you speaking from experience?
They're pretty big, ugly creatures, yeah.
Well, that's okay. So, been out with a few over time. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you, and good luck with Kanada.
Yeah, all right. Cheers. Thanks.
Bye for now. Bye-bye. Catherine, did you understand what he was going on about?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, my interpretation is that because there's high pressure systems and lack of humidity, therefore, no snow. So, in a sense, he's right. It can be really cold, say, -5, -10. If there's a high humidity, it will snow.
Do you think we should put this topic to bed?
It won't snow.
Catherine, should we put this topic to bed?
I think we should do. Because that really isn't getting anyone's getting anywhere, are they?
Well, do you know what's going to happen? It just won't snow tomorrow, and then, we would have been just doing this for nothing.
That's it, and then it will get to -50 next week and snow.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Give my love to Worcester Park. Is the land that time forgot.
Is it? Do you think so?
Well, apart from that lovely big park you've got there.
Which one's that?
I don't know. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yes, indeed. Okay, more in just a second. Davis. Hi. That's right. The Canadians have officially moved in and moved out briefly. And I think we've put that whole kind of, is it going to snow, is it not going to snow thing to bed. Because, look, at the end of the day, I don't want to get anyone's hopes up. It snowed the other week. I looked out the window the other morning and it was beautiful snow. It was gorgeous. And it only lasted about 25 minutes. And then everyone walked through it and we're so overpopulated here that there's never going to be a patch of white for more than 5 minutes before someone fouls on the footpath. Okay, back to Kanada. Hi, Gillian.
Hello.
Are you from Kanada?
Yeah, I live in Sutton now, but...
You live in... from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Sublime, yeah, something like that.
Yes. You don't have as much of an accent.
Maybe I've been here too long.
How long?
Oh, wait, I'm from a different part, obviously, of Canada.
Well, which part? I thought there was only Canada, wasn't there?
Sorry?
The Canada is Canada, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's, 10 provinces and 2 territories.
Don't start on provinces and territories. We don't have that kind of stuff. Here we got the north or the south.
We have counties, right?
Yeah, but no one really thinks about counties. We think about what borough we're in and if we're getting a good deal on our council tax, and that's about it.
Oh, okay.
What borough are you in Sutton?
That's in Surrey.
Don't apologise.
Why? Is that a bad thing?
No, it's fine. It's fine. So, what's it like being a foreigner?
Being a foreigner, it's interesting. It's pretty cool, actually, because Brits are a bit British in some ways as well. So it's
you're a bit British
in culturally. There's some things that are similar.
Well, why the moose? Which bit?
I don't know, but I don't feel like I'm completely foreign because
I thought you were more French than in British.
You mean? Well, yeah. But, we have a bit of everything, because obviously...
Canadians aren't like Brits.
No, but we have some things in common. I can't tell you what right now, because I can't remember, because you don't really notice the things that are the same, but, yeah.
Do you drink tea?
We have the queen on our coins, right? That's the same.
That is amazing.
I mean, so...
That, we've got so much in common.
I know.
Gillian, I can't believe it. We've both got the queen on our coin.
When you write the word, like, words like colour, we put U's in colour.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there but writing colour without a U is just plain wrong.
It's quicker.
Do you spell theatre the right way or the wrong way? E-R or R-E on the end?
The wrong way.
The wrong way, you see? So you ain't so much like a British person at all.
I'm a Yankee. I'm a Yankee. When
You're
I
a know. Yankee Doodle Dandy, if I ever heard one.
Yeah, but I was just calling to back up Scott. I wasn't going to call myself because I didn't want to, you know, put down the Afghanistan man. Especially after you put him on a pedestal. But.
Well, no, seriously, I mean, I just think the fact he could remember it from 35 years back is just a stroke of genius. I can barely remember what I had for breakfast.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I had a small bran with a little bit of linseed in just to keep me regular.
You don't eat linseed. You're too young to have linseed.
You bet I do. I'm.
Mom has.
I got shares in Holland and Barrett, me. They love me in there. Ah, the Mr. Davis, your usual table.
Now, I also want to say that I have a moose as well.
You've got a moose.
Yeah, it's
about a chocomoose. What have you got?
It's a little stuffed animal moose, and it has a Mountie's uniform on.
Oh, like that program. What's that terrible program that we love?
Due South.
You see that? I guarantee that Due South is the entire kind of British education about Kanada. That's it.
It's just so funny because we're not like.
Yes, you are. You're all on mooses and you've all got red hats on. Or brown hat, red jacket. More after the news. Yes, it is. So there. Ian Lee has had a road traffic accident. It's okay, he's fine. Do not worry. But I'm in the chair. Got about, 45 minutes notice to get here. Got here, and we are flying, thanks to you. You can call, you can text, you can email 0870 9090973, as you know. 84850 on the text massage. And put your name on there, where you're from and all that kind of stuff. And email anthony@lbc.co.uk. And for the purposes of this evening... I'm trying to get my MySpace numbers up because I've only just got it, and it's not one of those kind of things that has really worked for me. I've just not been able to get my head round it, and I know people that are addicted, and I know that, you know, a lot of you love MySpace, and hey, I'm no one to criticise, so we're going to try and get my friends' numbers up to over 100. What are we on at the moment, Agent Chris?
Hang on, we are on...
I had 49 before the programme started, and loads of people... I mean, this is amazing, I only mentioned it once, and I'm on 52!
Brilliant.
Look at that, cash back. Back of the net. How lucky am I?
Well...
What?
I think we've got less than 48 people listening, so...
Yeah.
We might not make it.
I know. www.myspace.com/... I don't think I've ever said this out loud before. Ant_ Oh, no, we'd not have an im. Who's that?
You don't want to know.
Who's that man?
You don't want to know, honestly.
/Ant_Davis, D-A-V-I-S. There you go. So, we're trying to get me up to 100. Please, if we can... This is like that Blue Peter thing they used to do. Do you remember the old Blue Peter appeal that Biddy Baxter used to organise in the 1970s? Probably not. With the lights, yeah. So, and they were all trying to buy a kind of iron lung machine for Mount Vernon Hospital. Well, we're doing the same. I'd like to get... But this is just, like, such a selfish appeal. Isn't this frightening?
People don't get anything out of this.
No one gets anything out of this. This is putting comic relief to shame. We're trying to get me up to 100 friends, and I need your help. MySpace.com/Ant_Davis. Hi, Adam.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm fine and dandy. Got home nice and safely, avoiding all the traffic of the A2.
Good man. Where were you going? Essex Way?
Oh, no, I was going down Kent Way.
Oh, of course, Kent Way.
Gravesend and Dartford.
Oh, lucky man.
Right, I've called you up to draw a line under this too cold to snow malarkey.
Now, are you a meteorologist?
I'm not a meteorologist.
Do you work for the Weather Centre?
My GCSEs.
Oh, what in what?
In science, double.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
What did you get?
Two A's.
Two what?
Two A's.
Two A's?
Mm.
I've no idea how that... Is that like a 1-2-1-2?
You get a double award these days in GCSE.
No.
You can do both.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's pretty good. You get two results for one scientific test. It's quite good, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting back to the point.
Thank you.
Basically, it's never too cold to snow.
Right.
And this morning on the Nick Ferrari show, he had his weatherman phone up his people,
mm-hmm.
and he spoke to an official meteorologist.
Yeah.
And it's never too cold to snow.
It's
from the meteorologists themselves. And if you think about it, really, yeah. snowing in Canada at minus 40 to 50 degrees, it's never too cold to snow.
So you tell me then, who started this whole it's too cold to snow thing? Is that like an old wives' tale? Is that like
I really do think it's an old wives' tale.
If you wear a hat, your hair will fall out.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you sleep with a milkman, you'll get pregnant. They're all old they're wives' tales.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, it's just for people who can't really understand. So they make up these silly stories. But there we go. There's a draw line under it. It's never too cold to snow. And if it really is that cold, then it's not going to evaporate the water in the sea to form a cloud to snow anyway.
Oh, now you've lost me.
There we go.
Well done, Adam. You have put an end to my fun.
I'm sorry.
So what would you say the odds are on snow for the morning, then?
Probably where I am. Pretty good.
Wonderful.
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. You were starting to sound like a Canadian.
I'll tell you what, I put £100 on it, it would.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Look, just join my MySpace friends instead. That's what we're trying to do, and raising money that way.
Okay, well, I'll put my £100 there.
Good man. Bye for now.
Bye now.
If I had a penny for every new friend that I got on MySpace, I'd have, like, what, £4?
Well, at the moment, 52 pence.
Are we still on 52?
Yeah.
Did you join that man?
All right, I'll do it now.
Do it now, and then I'll have 53. Oh, this is fantastic. Literally, it is happening in front of my very eyes. I'm so excited. I'm trying... Who is it that said to me I shouldn't get addicted? What about that lot?
Just joined.
Okay, so we've got 13 more. So hang on, let me add in my mind. 52, 3, 4, 5, 79, 86. There were three things I couldn't do at school. English and maths. 19. Anyway, I'll find out what it is in a minute. So, and thanks for your messages as well that are coming through on those as well. 08709090973. We're getting a bit. Can you hear this? I am getting addicted to MySpace whilst on LBC. This is wrong. I'm completely being distracted. And I'm not even pressing the buttons. I've got 66 friends, and it's official. Thank you very much. 08709090973. Text 84850. Email anthony@lbc.co.uk. Vicky is in West Cairn. Hi.
Hiya.
Hiya.
So, what, is he skiving or what?
Who?
Mr. Lee.
Did you not hear my obituary earlier?
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad.
Seriously, you didn't hear what happened?
Well, I was gonna sort of take over on the, old desk drumming. You know the drumming?
Yeah.
He's the king of desk drumming.
Have you done that before?
No, I haven't. I was gonna outdo him.
Yeah, but how do I know you're any good at it?
Well, do you wanna listen?
We kind of need a reason for it, Vicky. Is there any chance you could get hang on?
The cat's away, the mice shall play.
The mice shall play? What's this? Who are you? Emily from Bagpuss?
Yeah, Emily from Bagpuss, exactly.
While the mice away, the cats will play. No, hang on. Whilst the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yeah. I am the, poorer eagle. I only have my fingers and a desk to use.
Okay. All right, well, you're going to have to hang on until we get an opportunity for a desk drum roll.
Okay.
You happy to hang?
Yeah, I'm happy to hang.
I'll talk to Greg, and then you just stay there, and if I feel the need, then see if you can feel my need.
Do a drum roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, okay?
All right.
Okay, stand down in West Cairn. Whereabouts in...
I don't want to make jokes if somebody's not okay.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, then.
Where in West Cairn are you?
In West Cairn.
What, are you by the station?
No, I'm by the, Empress State Building.
Oh, I love the Empress State Building.
Well, it's opposite my house, but please, let's not get too far into it.
You're near the Hotel Lily.
Yeah, not too far.
I love the Hotel Lily. Isn't that, like, the
I've
best hotel? Oh, it's fantastic. For about £29, you can get a room. Comes with...
Well, I wouldn't know about that, mate.
Comes with flies and everything.
I'm a council tenant, not a, you know, not a sort of, like, executive.
Have you... Yeah. Clearly, we're not talking about the same Hotel Lily.
I know the one.
Did you know that... Did you know that at the top of the Empress State Building,
yeah.
they used that for the filming in the programme Hustle?
Oh, probably.
That
did
was...
They,
Yeah, you know that program
yeah,
with
Robert. Fantastic! It looks really sort of classy up there, doesn't
the
it?
The legendary Robert Vaughan. Isn't
Robert Vaughan.
How much of a dude uncle. Is Robert Vaughan?
Is he?
He's a total dude. I saw him in a restaurant a little while ago.
Each their own.
No, seriously. I mean, if I could look like that at 90, I would be an app. I would
he's
be.
Not 90.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's you know he's done. Yeah, he's been around, hasn't he?
The Man from Uncle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair dues.
How long ago was The Man from Uncle?
Ooh, it was late '60s, mid '70s.
Isn't it amazing that you can be known for something 35 years on like that?
Well, that's Hollywood.
Genius. Okay, hang on with the drum roll for us, Vicky, okay, and I'll talk to right. Greg. Yeah, hi, Greg.
Yo, mate.
Yo, mate.
Good day. I'm just ringing to say a nice surname, by the way. You share the same surname as myself.
Oh, really? You and I share a surname?
Do, but that's not the reason I'm calling.
Thank goodness for that.
There's no way that Ian has had a road traffic incident. He's blatantly watching the England-Spain game.
Ah!
Come on, if no one realised that, and if I'm the first person to point that out, then what's going on? And I would be watching it myself forever. I've been working in 7 months, and I'm on back to Basden to quickly go and watch it.
Yeah. Is it England-Spain?
Yeah.
Where's it on?
It's at 8 o'clock.
So yeah, but what? Where are they playing it?
I don't know. I just heard it was on, so I must be back.
Is it? I don't know anything about football. Is it in England?
It's a friendly.
What's that mean?
As in, they're not playing for any points or to get it, win anything.
Well, what's the point in doing it?
For fun.
Ah, fun schmun. What's the point in doing it?
I don't know. They just do it for fun.
There'll still be hooliganism, won't there?
Well, of course. That is part of.
That's why they're doing it, because they like to, you know, the riot, mate, is good for business.
Well, if you've seen Ian on the TV doing a riot, by then. You know, that's where he is.
That would be great, like that scene in Ferris Bueller when they catch him in the crowd and he's bunking off. we'll see Ian at the England Spain game with no bumpy shoulder, no trauma to the neck, nothing. He will be leaping up and down.
He might have a black eye, but that's probably from being punched by a Spanish fan.
Yeah, well, yeah, you said it. Covered in paella, you know, he'll have clams and mussels and mules all over his shoulders and his hair.
Definitely.
God, I have dreams like that. Okay, thanks for calling, Greg, with that.
No worries, mate.
Take care.
Later, bye.
Bye. Vicky, I'm really sorry. There was no opportunity for a drum roll there.
Okay. But shall I give you a quick drum roll before I go, then?
No. Just hang on, okay. Because we might need you to do one at some point between now and 10 o'clock.
Well, I hope the sat... What?
Sorry?
Okay, what?
Did you say I've got a sat-nav?
No, I'll have to put the media... which be the phone, on the desk, and then, because I'm only using my hands.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Okay, and a bit of wood.
Well, yeah, your business is your business. All right, I'll come back to you as and when is necessary. Goodness, get me into trouble. This is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis. And, yeah, so please, your calls and your opinions on traffic and travel. Well, no, that's not the way I meant to say it. I meant to say road traffic accidents. You know, I've had several, which I've already admitted to. Ian's had one in the last couple of hours. Yours, please, but right now it's 8:15. And it's time to check the travel with Alan Joyce.
And, of course, the grit is announced.
8:17, Wednesday night. I'm Anthony Davis, in for Ian Lee, who's had a road traffic accident. Yeah, we've been trying to work out why it's too cold to snow. Apparently it's never too cold to snow, especially in Kanada. Someone's texted me on 84850 and said, "You idiot, my six-year-old had that answer about the weather." Thanks. Gary in Biggin Hill says, "Hi, Anthony. Too cold to snow is like too hot to be sunny. It's a load of old nonsense. I've seen on TV it's snowing at the North Pole, where it's about minus 25 degrees centigrade." Well, yeah, thank you very much. Point proven. "I got knocked off my motorbike by a city bod. He did 20... Is that £20 worth of damage? £20,000 worth of damage? What is that? But I put in a bill for £100 and he paid it." And maybe it's £20. Maybe he did £20 worth of damage. I put in a bill for £100 and he paid it. Result from Alfie. "Alfie, you're a fraudulent person. You've just admitted to being an insurance fraud person. It's wrong. The car crunch is the same crunch by when the dentist pulls out one of your back teeth," from Caroline on the M2. "That is not a nice sound. I remember having my wisdom teeth pulled out in the chair in the dentist. I had a couple out in the hospital. I had a couple out in the dentist chair, and then I had a couple out in France. And then I had a couple out in... Well, I was on the ferry coming back, actually.
Have you got any left?
Yeah, well, no. I don't know how many wisdom teeth I was born with, but I couldn't speak for a couple of years. And I remember having them out in the chair, and the nurse vommed because the process of removing the wisdom teeth required the whole brute force of the dentist falling over my body with a pair of pliers.
Oh, God.
It's not nice, is it?
Not really.
You don't put much trust in the National Health kind of dentist when your nurse is vomiting.
Well, I got an appointment next month.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you... What was it? Halitosis?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a very, very cold pool of air sitting in the UK. This is from Ray in Morden. Must invite him to my next dinner party. The moisture is the heavy rain coming in from the west. He actually wrote coming in from the west there. I wasn't kind of being DJ-y. Coming in from the west, that will meet the cold air to produce plenty of snow. Thanks, Ray. 84850 on the text, 84850. Also talking about your best car crashes. Not best, as in, mine was brilliant! But you know what I mean, you know, dramatic. No fatalities, please, nothing frightening. Only car accidents with a happy ending. When I was younger, my car skidded off the cliff and fell 30 feet. I was fine apart from a broken leg. Lucky for me, I had a penknife, and I could, is that whistle like a loon or whittle like a loon?
Whittle.
What's that? Whittle like a loon?
Is that like hobble?
Whittling is like hobbling, is it?
I don't know.
Is this kind of Victorian English? I managed to make a set of crutches and a Flintstone-type car, which I pushed along with one foot. It's from Steve in Essex. That's a isn't that a wonderful story? It brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it? Oh. Listening to your show right now, I'm in a bit of a bad mood because I got into bed and I just got called into work. Love from Gemma, love the show, Bubble. Oh, she's from MySpace.
These are the MySpace ones.
Okay, let's just make it absolutely clear what this MySpace thing is all about. Like the old Blue Peter appeal, where they try and get up that enormous thermometer that was showing you the temperature of the studio, not how many bottles of milk had been saved in a canister of earth. We're trying to get my MySpace friends up to pass the 100 mark, because I've only just joined and we're a bit sad. We start with 49. Where are we at now, Agent Chris?
69.
My favourite number.
Mine too.
Easy to remember.
What number?
Dunno. Listening to the show, yes, I am a sheep, and I will do whatever LBC people say, well, nearly. Hope you reach your target tonight and don't get addicted from Joe. See, that's another one come through on the MySpace. www.myspace.com/ant_Davis. Hey, Anthony Davis, wanted to say brilliant pics on your profile. I hope you like my nice comments to you. No, I will not go out with you. I don't know who that person is. If you think MySpace is addictive, try the World of Warcraft. What's that like, Hobbycraft?
Where is that?
It says it there. Right in front, look there.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Anthony. The last time it snowed, I crashed into a gritter lorry, and I thought they're supposed to make the road safer from Gary. Nice one, Gary. There we go. It's always good to end on a song. Clapham now. Greeky Lion.
Hello, London. Hello, world. Hello, Anthony Davis. How are you?
My dear friend, how are you?
A long time, haven't spoken.
How long has it been?
A few months, hasn't it?
Did you ring on... I was on New Year's Day. Did you call then?
Okay, it might have been about a month.
I think it might have been about a month.
Yeah,
so, how are you doing? Yeah, I'm good. Are you all right in Clam?
Clam is all right. I'll be weather-watching tonight. I think Adrian Allen's supposed to be on tonight. Is that right?
Is Adrian on later?
Yeah,
Adrian's on later, yeah.
I'll be doing a bit of weather watching out here. If it starts snowing, as soon as it starts, I'll be ringing him up and telling him about it.
I'm sure he can't wait.
He can't wait. Actually, last night we did a brilliant show on LBC.
But you now working for the company?
Well, I've been on most of the evenings since Christmas, actually. Christmas.
Where would we be without you?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm a valuable member of the team and the LBC family, you know?
You are indeed. You've been electronically tagged in the same way that we all have.
Yes, we're all electronically tagged.
That's what that fob is, Agent Chris. You know that fob that we get given and we get around the building?
Yeah.
That's an electronic tag, that is.
Uh-oh.
I'm convinced of it. Mine went off the other day. I couldn't get into my own house.
What had you done?
I don't know. I think I just skipped my probation order.
It's your own fault.
It is my own fault, really. I should have a little bit more respect for the powers that be. So, did you ring in to tell me something brilliant?
Yeah, I did, actually. It's a funny crash, you know?
Yeah.
Many, many years ago, when I used to be the driver.
of the firm.
Of the firm.
Is that before you discovered the kitchen?
Before I went to the Roux Brothers, you mean?
Before you went to the Roux Brothers and trained to be a chef.
Yeah, well, this was around those times, actually.
Okay.
When I was also an apprentice chef with Albert Roux.
Yeah.
His wing.
Yeah, you just keep dropping those names and I'll just keep picking them up.
Okay, well, you
know, cool! Albert Roux's quite heavy today. Someone's eating all the pies.
Well, I've been putting on a bit of weight myself since I've left him, you know what I mean?
Have you?
I've left the Roux, yeah, a little bit, of course. You know, when you're working for the Roux, man, you're working like 15 hours a day.
So yeah, yeah, you know, yeah.
You lose weight, yeah, you'll be lucky if you get your lunch standing up.
And when you're plating it up, it's a little bit for you, a little bit for me, a little bit for you, a little bit for me.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And you can play out what you want if you're the chef, innit?
Yeah. So go on, when you were driving...
My crash.
Yeah.
What happened, I went to visit an uncle, one of my friends. We had Cortina Mark III's them days. There was a few of us, about seven of us, all had Cortina Mark III. One of my friends was following me, a friend called Patrick. We grew up together.
Yeah.
And we're going around to my uncle's, and he's off Kings Avenue sides down there. I pulled in to go through his driveway. I've just knocked down the whole wall, haven't I?
No.
So I come out of the car. My friend's right behind. He's parked up off the road as well. He can't stop laughing because he just can't believe the driver just knocked over his own uncle's wall. I hope my uncle ain't listening. So I'm laughing, man. He's laughing, you know. And I've come out of the car and I've said to my friend Patrick, because I'm in a little bit of state of shock, but funny as well. And I said to him, what should we do? And he goes, I don't know, it's your uncle's wall. And I just jumped in the car and said, let's run. I've gone, I left it, which is a bit of a funny crash, you know. And another crash I had, which was a bit more life-threatening.
Are you, like, giving us crashes in order of most awful?
Not really, just I'm going to give you one more, you know.
These are just random crashes.
I've avoided a lot of people's bad driving.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's not always you that is driving bad.
Yeah.
Other people are coming for you, so I've actually avoided a lot of them, and it's taken Will spinning backwards and reverse with a guy who's just put himself into reverse at the lights to come back on me instead of go forward when everybody else is going forward. A head-on collision by having to literally swerve to the wrong side of the road, nearly coming off the road, coming back onto the road, otherwise we would have both cars. I would probably not be talking to you now.
Well, and thank goodness you survived it. Listen, Greeky Lion, we've got to move on, but I really appreciate you ringing in. I always enjoy your stories of death, destruction, and Albert Roux.
Thank you very much. Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Greeky Lion. Hello, Anthony. Hello, LBC. Hello, the world. Hello, London. I'm sure I've got that wrong, but I'll work on it. Yeah, it's always good to hear from him. And, you know, if you feel like you've got a car crash story... I can't believe we did. This is terrible. This is like ambulance chasing. This is like Trisha at its very worst. 0870-9090-973 is the number. You can email anthony@lbc.co.uk. You've got to put an H in Anthony, otherwise it will go to... I don't know, who will it go to if you don't put an H in? It'll probably go to me. And you can also text... in the old-fashioned way. 84850. Lisa in Battersea says, snow can occur with warm air temperatures near the ground. 15 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer, since air can hold more water vapour at warmer temperatures. I thought we'd put this whole snow thing to bed. I don't know, why am I reading that out? I'm going mental. So, yeah, it might snow tomorrow, but at the end of the day, who cares? Hey, let's be perfectly honest. Does it matter? It doesn't matter, it makes no difference. No one's going to be able to get around. If it snows or doesn't snow, there'll always be leaves on the line. More in a second.
If you see Davis.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. So I'm a bit overcome with my own self just then. Yeah, we've been talking, well, about snow. It's not ideal, is it? Let's be perfectly honest, but it's got to happen. So, yeah, that subject, and actually, no, we're putting that to bed. We're not doing that anymore. That is officially it. No more snow, but your stories of, well, problematic stories of road traffic accidents as Mr. Ian Lee met his maker, almost, well, I hurt his shoulder, a bit earlier on. We'll talk more after the news. 0870 9090973. That's the telephone number. You please make use. You know, let's just talk. I'm here with, I had, 45, 50 minutes notice to get in for 7 o'clock because Ian had a road traffic accident. And it's a pleasure to come in. I don't normally come in this time of day. I've been around for a while, but I don't normally come in this time of day, so it's quite nice.
There's milk in the fridge at this time of day.
Well, this is the thing I said to Adrian Chris earlier. He very kindly offered to make me a cup of cha, which was very nice. And, you know, sometimes when I'm in, it's kind of, I get the dregs, you know? It's like people have done stuff in it.
You got to use someone else's mug.
Yeah, someone else's mug, yeah. You know, I get Anna Rayburn's lipstick on my lips. Well, sure, that's not the end of the world.
Yeah, look, suits you.
Yeah, I look nice in it. So, yeah, love to Ian. I'm sure he'll be around tomorrow. He's got a bit of trauma at the moment. You know, he's fine. He hasn't broken anything, but he's got trauma. You know, it's sweet, actually, isn't it? It's quite sweet.
Trauma?
No, but the fact that, you know, Ian's a bit shaken up. Sometimes it's good to have things like that happen to you. It allows you to reflect.
Yeah, it does.
Slows you down a bit, doesn't it?
It does slow you down.
Because you find that if you've had a traffic accident or any kind of something that... I mean, I got driven into by a lorry recently.
That'll definitely slow you down.
It actually spun me round. It was only the wing mirror. It was one of those big, fat, flat wing mirrors that was on a stalk. And I'm standing waiting across the road, and it was with my friend, and I got spun. It hit me on the back, spun me round.
Oh, so you weren't even in a vehicle?
No, I was standing on the roadside.
Oh, God.
And my whole life flashed in front of me, which didn't take long, obviously, and, you know, it just slowed me down.
Did he realise?
I didn't know what had happened. I thought I'd been struck by lightning.
Did the lorry driver know?
Of course he didn't realise. He was gone. He was, before you could say, Bob's your auntie, he was in France, buying cheap booze. So, yeah, your experiences, if yours are anything like mine, or indeed Ian's, or anybody's at all, just make it up, email anthony@lbc.co.uk, text 84850, or phone. Phone is better, actually, because then we can talk. You know, it's all very well doing, you know, texting, but, I mean, where's the fun in that, eh? What's this? Jason embarking says I'm doing a good job. How can he see that? How can he see?
I don't know.
How can he see? Also, we're trying to get... Now, someone accused this of being sad, right? I am taking this opportunity, because I've just joined MySpace, and I experienced recently how weird it is. It's weird. People who love MySpace live in that world all the time. When they get home, they log on. The first thing, dying online now. There's me. And I get the feeling that the people who love it that much feel like when they're not logged on, they're not actually alive. You know, they're kind of in a permanent state of dormancy and rest until they've logged on to MySpace and suddenly they've opened their social door.
I think people do it at work even more than at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you're sitting in an office of a day, do you keep MySpace logged on in the background? Is that what you do? Let me know. I'm trying to get my friend base up to over 100. I was on 49 when I got here at 7 o'clock. What are we up to now? Can we have a look? You have a look. I'll have a look.
We have...
This is a bit like a driving lesson. We've got dual control, isn't it? Dual control computer.
Slam on the brakes yet. Hang on.
Okay, you refreshing?
70 friends. Oh, but we've got a new batch in.
Okay, I've got 70, got a new batch, so I'm 30 short. How many have I got here?
Whoa, quite a few.
Oh, yes! I am on fire. Hey, thanks for this. Now, but is this doing me any good? You know, am I turning into a... Because I've managed to get, you know, 32 years into my life and not ever dealt with MySpace before. Why is it all of a sudden a big deal? Is it possible to live your life without it? Hmm? Girlfriend? Dr. Sarah?
Hello.
Am I doing the right thing by wanting to get my friend base up?
Yes, there's awful MySpace envy out there.
Is there?
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think Ian can be that unwell, because what he's been doing while he's been at home and not in the studio is he's set up his instant messaging on MySpace and bulleted all of his 4,700 friends.
Well, Ian has.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm clicking on it now. He sent a bulletin round. Send me an instant message.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe it.
He's sorry for himself.
He's supposed to be in hospital.
Anyway, I was your 70th friend, and when you were saying you only had 69, I was a bit miffed because I'd asked you to be my friend some time ago and you obviously hadn't checked them.
No, really? How long ago?
Oh, no, I only mean like 20 minutes.
Oh, well, give us a chance. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
If you're trying to get them by the end of the show, you've got to keep refreshing it because it's not the sort of page that refreshes automatically.
Is it? Well, I'm not doing it. Agent Chris is doing it. I can only do one thing at a time. I mean, I'm having a little go occasionally when he's on the phone, but we haven't worked a system yet.
Our bloke can't multitask.
We can't multitask. I mean, I can barely drive.
A deer jumped on my car once.
A deer?
Yeah, came straight out of the hedgerow and landed on my car.
Where were you? You weren't in London, were you?
Gloucestershire.
Oh, Gloucestershire. Not Richmond Park?
Not Richmond Park. Although I have seen a horse bolt out of Richmond Park across the A3.
Yeah.
And collide with an MG.
Really?
Which was very alarming, yeah.
Well, of course, it's a classic car. Was it a new one, an MGF, or was it an old classic one?
I have no idea, because basically I was crossing the gate by the A3.
Yeah.
The horse bolted out, so I saw this all in the rearview mirror.
Oh. What a life.
Mm. But, you know, I've got one of these Chelsea tractors that everybody makes.
Oh, no, Sarah.
Wait, I'm buying a G-Wiz as well.
Well, as well? So now there's two cars on the road, a big one and a little one.
Yeah, but one's electric.
It doesn't matter. That's... seriously.
I can't get my other half, two children and two dogs, into a G-Wiz.
You can get a Prius.
Yeah, but anyway,
You could get a Prius!
The point is, if I'd been in a small car, I'd have been dead with this deer landing on me.
Well, yeah, there is that, but seriously, there are plenty of hybrid vehicles out there, you don't need to keep your tractor.
Well, I was going to get the hybrid...
Lexus. Well, that one, yeah, but that doesn't do any... doesn't save the planet at all.
Yes, it does.
They talked about it on Top Gear the other day. They said it does
really?
Full... Yeah. They
but
said
it's
that...
it's exactly the same technology as the Prius. It's the same engine.
He said he might as well stick a Duracell battery in the back of his Ford ding-dong.
Well, that's weird, because you know that Toyota are Lexus.
Yeah, I know.
It's just that Lexus is the premium range. It's exactly the same technology.
The premium range?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I decided I couldn't afford it, so I decided to go for the G-Wiz instead.
Well, the G-Wiz is an interesting vehicle, let's be perfectly honest.
Yes, it's did not they an need to one.
Well, did they need to build it so it looked like it already crashed into a wall? You know, because if you're going to crash it into a wall, then maybe it'll look normal.
That's a very good point.
Well, I'm not suggesting you try it for a moment, but
all my cars are octagonal anyway. You know, just driving around London people.
Octagonal?
Yeah, you know, it hasn't got four corners because they've all been flattened.
Oh, I see. So, where are you? Where are you? Are you in Chelsea?
I'm in Battersea.
Battersea?
So I suppose it's the South Chelsea tractor in that case.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Should I tell you?
Well, which bridge? Albert, Chelsea, Battersea, which one?
North Battersea. You know where Battersea Square is?
Yeah.
The nice bit with the sort of cobbles and everything.
Yeah.
Very near there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Near Lombard Road?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you on Lombard Road?
No. I'm on the High Street.
Oh, you're on the High Street, are you?
You know where the castle is?
Yeah.
Almost exactly opposite.
Now, the castle does the best Sunday roast, doesn't it?
Have you been in recently?
All the time!
Recently?
Well, yeah, last time I went was about 3 months ago.
Oh, you haven't been in since Charles and Mark had taken over, then?
Charles and Mark had taken over the castle?
Yes.
I don't believe it, really.
They're not like that at all, actually.
Really? And what have they done to the Yorkshire puddings?
They are fantastic. Their roast potatoes aren't as good as Jill's used to be, I have to say.
Who's Jill?
Was the previous owner.
What do you do with these people? Are they all members of your family? I'll just go in and say, I'll have Yorkshire pudding, please. I don't get to know them.
Because we live literally opposite. It's kind of like our big front room.
It's kind of customary. They've got some nice couches in there and stuff. And
they still have all of those.
Yeah. It's a nice pub, the castle.
And their new chef, the desserts.
Oh, yes. What's his name?
John.
That's not a very posh name. I'm a little disappointed. To be perfectly honest. So what are you a doctor of, Dr. Sarah?
Radiology. I specialise in imaging sports injuries.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd never meet in your clinic. The chance of me getting a sports injury is more chance of angels flying out of my backside.
Well, I kind of gather that from your MySpace page, actually.
Yeah, there is that. I just don't think exercise is right, really, in this day and age. You know, we spend enough time running for a bus or trying to run down the stairs at Leicester Square Station. We don't need to go to the gym, do sports.
Well, I'd have to disagree with you on that.
Mind you, I have been to a physiotherapist on a few occasions because of my road traffic accidents.
Oh, yeah, whiplash.
Well, I got whiplash driving down, in fact, round your way, actually, down by Northcote Road, the junction with Battersea Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving down there. I used to have a smart car.
Yep.
A little one, two-seater, you know, the upright
one. Criticise the looks of a
gee whiz, isn't it?
No, no, no. But looks aside, I wanted an efficient vehicle. You know, I like to have a small carbon footprint.
Okay. Well, they've got LPG ones now.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're making an electric one as well, called the Smart EV. Anyway, that aside, yeah. I'm driving down there, and some total nonce pours out in front of me, and I just smack right into him, and it was his fault. It's a nasty junction. It wasn't even at the junction. It was coming out of a little side road. Anyway, so I got really bad whiplash injury from that. I went to see this physio. I've never had physio before, and he was very nice. You know, we got on, and I shouted, ow, all the time. Ow! Prodding me, pushing me and prodding me, asking me questions, sticking pins in my feet and everything.
I always say to the patients, when I stick needles in them and they go, ow, I say, well, that just shows we've hit the right spot.
Yeah.
Very well.
No, it's a good point. So anyway, he kind of got me fit again, and the insurance paid for all the stuff, so I was all right.
That's good. Yeah.
But, listen a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outside Tesco's.
Mm-hmm.
I came out, had a bit of shopping. Car was parked right outside on the meter. Went behind my car to put the couple of bags of shopping in the back of the smart car. Walked round to the driver's side, got in, shut the door, put my belt on, bang! Somebody reversed into me with their 4x4 Chelsea tractor.
Ah, well, if you'd ever been in the Lexus, you'd know that actually, when you go put it into reverse, you don't just have one of those stupid things that goes beep, beep, beep that doesn't pick up people. You have a reverse parking camera.
Oh, really? Well, this person did not have one.
Out the back, so that would never happen.
Well, she went flying back, banged right into me, and I got another whiplash injury. But the crazy thing is, if it had been a couple of seconds earlier...
Yeah.
I'd have been round the back of that car putting those bags of shopping into the boot and I'd have lost my legs.
Was that the Tesco's on the King's Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, mad women driving around there.
It wasn't you, was it? It was you!
It could very well have been.
It was you!
Shopping at Bluebird, that kind of thing.
I don't believe it! Anyway, listen, thanks for calling. I'd appreciate your
come and try the new Sunday lunch, anyway.
I'll come and try the new Sunday lunch. I'll let you know when I'm in there. You can come over and learn my name.
You can MySpace me.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm going to race home after this just so I can log on and and talk to all my new friends.
Cool.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Right then, nice to talk to you.
Bye, Dr. Sarah.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
She's very nice, isn't she? What a lovely lady. Really lovely. Hello. So, 870-9090973 is the phone number. Call and we'll talk. I'm trying to get my MySpace numbers up. Anyway, it's 8:45. Yes! Over to the travel centre now and Alan Joyce.
Well, the snow is on its...
Davis.
I'm just deciding what chocolate to have because, obviously, you know, I got the call at the last minute. I didn't get a chance to have any supper or anything, didn't bring anything with, so what should it be? Agent Chris, over to you. Well, what's in the machine tonight?
Well, at this time of night, probably not much.
Because it's all been had.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul Ross took most of it.
Yeah.
He loves it.
He does.
Loves chocolate. I think he's got a special code so he can get chocolate out of the machine without putting any money in.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Okay. Well, I don't have the code.
No, I don't have the code.
You have to give me some money because
there's the money.
Oh, brilliant!
£1.75. What will I get for £1.75 in chocolate language?
The whole contents of the machine.
See what there is.
All right.
Yeah, nothing with too many nuts. I can manage Snickers. I don't know why. I know it's got nuts in it, but I can manage that. But I'm a bit like a baby. Okay. If you give me nuts, I'll choke.
If you give me nuts, I'll flare up.
Really? Have you got a nut allergy?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a talk.
We do.
This is great. I love people with a nut allergy. Yeah, my friend Andy can't eat pineapple because it makes him swell up in the wrong place. Just so you know that. 8:48, this is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis in for Ian Lee. He's had a road traffic accident. Don't worry, he's fine. Tony's in Salford. Good morning. Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know what time of day it is. That's why I need chocolate.
Well, is that a similar, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is, Anthony.
Yeah.
Went shopping today with the wife into our local town, and I'm not being funny, Anthony. Every first shop went past, I was approached by a person selling big shoes, and I said nice and polite, I'm not interested, my friend. Sorry, I've walked too long, walked on. And next minute, this woman come over. Have you got time, sir, to do a questionnaire? I said, no. I said, I'll come out with my wife to do a bit of shopping, and I don't remind it. You know, I didn't go off the deep end, nothing. Nice and quiet. And, you know, I got to a stage where I said, come on, then, let's go back home. I love it, you know what I mean? Too much.
So, so your problem, Tony, is with people who are hanging around in shopping centres stopping you from shopping?
Yes, I mean, talking about big issue people. People who say, you've got time doing questionnaires, surveys and all this. I'm sick and tired of Anthony. I mean, I went out for a quiet afternoon with the wife after finishing work.
Tony, what do you do for a living?
What do I do? I'm a building contractor.
You're a contractor, so you're on site most of the time. You don't come into contact with the public.
I've got three building firms. I'm the office 24/7.
Okay.
I've got my own building firms, you know.
Okay.
And it's really, really, you know, gets to me, you know what I mean? Holloway was a bit of space, you know what I mean, Anthony?
I know what you mean.
You know, what do your listeners think about it?
Okay, well, we'll find out. Can I just give you my opinion for what it's worth?
Go on, man.
Well, I know what you're saying, because sometimes it's quite difficult, especially...
You want a bit of peace for your wife, don't you? After doing paperwork all morning. I went into work at 6 o'clock this morning to get some timesheets done. Because my guys on the site would say, come on, Tony, get these money sorted out. I mean, when you work for yourself, you've got to get yourself motivated, haven't you?
Yeah, so what do you think of my opinion?
Well, it's all different out in there. Your opinion is my opinion.
Yeah, but what do you think of what I had to say about it?
I think it's quite catchy, because it went blur before.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Well, these people are just trying to do their jobs, though, aren't they? Some of them are volunteers. Some of them, I mean, look, let's, for a second, hang on, Tony.
Okay, sorry.
Let's not begrudge the big issue seller at all, because they are trying to better themselves and improve their lives by doing something that is legal and has been put in place so that they can get back on top.
Yeah, I understand.
So, the big issue people, even if you don't want to buy it, I think it's always good to look them in the eye and smile and say no, thank you.
Well, these people, Anthony, these surveys, you know, they're polite. I didn't want to imagine, you know what I mean? I just wanted some quiet time with my wife.
I understand. What kind of survey was it? Was it a charity thing or was it something else?
It's for what? I can't advertise. It's for a very famous catalogue.
A very famous catalogue?
Yeah, you must have heard it. I can't say, can I?
Yeah, go on, say it. I don't mind.
Hayes.
Who?
Hayes Catalogue.
Hayes?
Kay's.
Oh, Kay's catalogue?
Yeah, and records.
Yeah. Well, I can understand you not wanting to take part in that, but sometimes I think I just try and put myself in their shoes, you know, and how difficult must it be to stand in the street and try and catch one person that's going to stop?
It's a very cold day, Anthony.
I mean, what kind of people would stop anyway?
I don't know. It's hard to say, because a lot most people want to go shopping and they get, like, say, an hour for dinner, and they want to get, you know, as much shopping as they can do and get back to work.
I understand. But, you know, they want to get back to work, and at the same time, the person doing the survey needs to get some registrations, get some names on the page.
They get so much,
so they're just doing their job as well, Tony?
Yeah. Can you put it to listeners, Angela?
Well,
what they think?
I don't know. Hang on a second. Andy?
Hello.
Does this interest you, this thing about surveys in the street, yes or no?
Well, I have a way of dealing with them, but, I'd rung up about the accident. Perhaps we could run over the people that do the surveys and then ring you up and tell you we've had an accident.
Great point. Thanks very much, Andy. You hang on a second. Tony, there you go. There's your definitive answer.
Ian Lee, is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he's just had a bit of shock, you know, a bit of trauma.
Yeah. But talking about accidents, I had an accident in the Bentley. I had a Bentley, you see.
In your Bentley, yeah. What did you do?
You
popped yourself.
No, I was getting a go. I put a little fit in reverse, and my wife got in and said, no, I'll move it, Anthony.
Yeah.
So I said, no, don't, please, Elaine, don't move my car. Buff, in my drive.
Oh, no.
It's done about...
Buff.
About 4 grams of damage, mate.
Oh, no, that's probably those expensive cars, they get you, don't they?
It's the car, Anthony, and it's not, I've got a Lexus, and it's rubbish. Like that lady says, got a watch in the back end, and in the front of it, where the mirror is.
Yeah.
You know, like... They're rubbish, mate. I'm not being funny.
What are we talking about here? Sorry, I drifted off a minute ago.
The lady before, the last call after I...
Do you come with subtitles? Hang on a second. Agent Chris, just type in 888 for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll bring it up now.
Okay, carry on, Tony.
The last lady you were speaking to...
Oh, the last lady I was speaking to, yes.
About the Lotus, weren't you?
Lexus.
Lexus, yeah. And I don't recommend them at all, then. Not at all.
No, okay.
I don't like the cars. Just,
it's a posh Toyota, isn't it?
Spot on, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, listen, we've got to move on. But, Tony, thanks for calling.
It's a posh Toyota.
He's gone. That's amazing. I mean, Agent Chris said to me, you're going to love Tony. And I did. And a whole relationship with him then. All sorts of things happened. It was wonderful. What a wonderful feeling. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, so yeah, your experiences on the road. Do you know, I could give you a story of my road traffic accident, a different one, every 10 minutes. I think I've had more accidents than most. What is that? I'm just, I don't know, I'm just not very together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's too much going on in my head to think about what's going on in front of my eyes. So, yeah, 0870-9090-973, road traffic accidents. Also, MySpace, we're trying to get it up. What am I on now? About 80?
Five.
85! Fantastic. Trying to get up to, well, a lot. More on the way. This It's 5 to 9. I'm Anthony Davis in for Ian Lee's at a road traffic accident. Andy's in Enfield still. You all right?
I'm half left, yes, sir.
Did you make any sense of that?
Well, I was falling asleep a bit, to be honest.
You're not driving, are you?
No. I've pulled over. I'm safe, and I'm just worrying about the Gritters coming out now.
Oh, the Gritters, right. And what's it like out there? I've not looked out the window for a couple of hours, so what's it like?
Well, I came up from Devon, and it was already white over Dartmoor at lunchtime.
Really?
Yes.
Whereabouts in Enfield are you?
Well, I'm in Bury Green on the north side of the M25, just off the A10.
How beautiful.
Absolutely wonderful it is, yes. I shall be rocked to sleep with the traffic going past later on, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. You don't want to stand, were you on the hard shoulder?
I'm in a lay-by.
Oh, are you? You're not getting up to any other business while you're there, are you?
No. I'm pure and simply listening to LBC.
Oh, good man. That's what we like. That was the correct answer. So, have you had a road traffic accident that you want to show off about?
Well, I've actually had three.
Good man.
Right, now, the first one, involved two vehicles coming up the slip road at Junction 9 on the M6, at the top side of Spaghetti Junction.
Yeah. Oh, do you know, I could really murder a spaghetti right now. Agent Chris has bought me a Snickers, Andy.
Has he?
Yeah, but it's been in the machine, so it's really cold. And I know that my teeth will break if I eat it as it is.
Yeah, you're going to break your teeth, you'll catch one of those nuts, and then
that'll be it. So, if you don't mind, if it's all right with you, whilst you tell your story of woe and crashing cars, I'm going to sit on it. Is that all right?
Well, whatever takes your fancy.
Well, it's not a kind of pastime that I've done in previous radio programmes, but I have got quite a hot bot this evening.
Well, I mean, Marion Faithfull tried it with Mars bars, allegedly.
She did, so. Didn't she? And look where it got her.
Yeah, nowhere.
Yeah. So go on, carry on. I'm now officially sitting upon the said Snickers bar.
Right, okay. So I was coming up the motorway.
So you need to finish your story before it melts.
Right, I was coming up the motorway. I was on the inside lane driving a 32-ton wagon and drag. And I noticed this Capri coming up the slip road.
Oh, not a full Capri.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Capri. What colour? Gold?
It was a white one.
Okay.
I remember it vividly. And behind that was a VW Passat Estate.
Nice.
But the Capri was messing about a little bit. And as he came towards the entrance to the motorway, and I'm thinking, you know, what's going on here, like? And he started to put his foot down then to accelerate to come onto the motorway, and then all of a sudden stopped.
Yeah.
VW Passat slams his anchors on, thinks, I'm not going to miss the back of this Capri, so he swerves straight into the inside lane of the motorway.
Right.
And I hit it. And it did 0 to 60 in half a second.
Oh, good man, you torpedoed it.
Oh, absolutely.
You launched it quicker than the Russians.
Yep, all the back wheels locked up, the car was about 3 foot shorter.
What a great story. Was the driver all right?
The driver was fine, yeah, a bit of whiplash and everything.
Yeah, but, you know, we get a bit of whiplash having a sneeze these days.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, you see, unfortunately, with the cameras up there and a police car coming up the motorway as well, I'd seen the Capri messing about, and the driver was indulging in a bit of furtly tootling with his female passenger.
Oh.
Which was all spotted, so he was prosecuted quite severely.
Yeah. That's a wonderful story!
But the best one...
No, Andy, come on, the music's playing now.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I came down the M63 when it was the M63 on the side of Manchester, coming down to the Barton Bridge.
Yeah.
And matey in his transit pickup decided he was going to race down
14.
The road and get on the motorway in front of me no matter what.
12.
And I caught him with the inside of the wagon, and then I hit him broadside with the front of the wagon.
5.
Hit him again with
4,
the outside of the wagon and put
3,
him across the motorway.
2. 1. We're off. How do you do? People don't say that enough anymore, do they? When was the last time someone shook your hand and said, how do you do?
The '50s?
The '50s. Or even how do you do? Some people say it.
They say, you're alright.
Alright. Nice to meet you.
Alright.
Maybe we should talk about that. Greetings that have kind of been lost in time. Frankie Lane died today. See, there you go. There's another thing. I can say Frankie Lane died today in the same way as I can say how do you do. And there's a very good majority of respectable listener that is none the wiser on either of those topics.
Including me.
Yeah, but you're 12.
So?
You lucky swine. Frankie Lane, one of the most popular entertainers of the 50s. There you go. See, you were right on one thing. He died today. He was 93. He had heart failure in San Diego. Well, I had heart failure in San Diego once. If you've been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. He sold more than 100 million copies of his records, including the theme to the TV Western Rawhide. It was a Western. Do you remember those cowboy films? So, and it's quite sad. And Blazing Saddles, which is one of my favourite films of all time. Mel Brooks film. And let's be honest, Blazing Saddles is one of the great films. Like Ferris Bueller, you know, there's great films that everybody loves. So, he also sung, they managed to get him to sing, and bearing in mind that he was, like, the top Western theme singer, because Rawhide was a big hit, and Blazing Saddles was a kind of, you know, comedic rip-off of that. Mel Brooks managed to get Frankie Lane to sing, he wore a blazing saddle, do you remember?
He remember the tune, but I didn't
wore
know the
a tune. Shining star. Isn't that sad that people know it from the 1974 spoof of Blazing Saddles and not from the original 50s series of Rawhide? Isn't that crazy?
Well, no, because people are born at different times.
I know people are born at certain times, but I maintain, and I've said this before on LBC, that anybody under the age of about 30 these days has no knowledge of popular culture from the last 100 years. All they really think about is now and what's happened in the last couple of years.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know that it's necessary. I'm not criticising it necessarily, but I'm just interested. Let's talk about this. Here we go. Right, no more talk about the weather. We'll do a couple more calls about car accidents. But I'd like to talk about the fact that popular culture has come. I'm on a hiding to nothing. That's what I'm on. I'm on a raw hiding to nothing. Bill?
Hello.
What are you driving? What's that, a TARDIS?
It's a, an Arctic electric truck.
An Arctic?
Yes.
It's not a bendy bus, is it?
No. There you go.
Yeah, I bet your
connection between Rawhide and car crashes.
Yeah.
Is the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
They sing the Rawhide, rolling, rolling,
rolling.
And then they crash the you-know-what out of every car they get around.
That's right.
At some wicked car crashes in that.
And a great car chase.
Yeah, through a shopping centre.
Excuse me, I'm eating a Snickers bar.
We're on a mission from God.
We're on a mission. We got half a packet of cigarettes.
How about that? Did you plan that? Did you?
No, but seriously, I mean, that is a great film. Like Ferris Bueller, like Blazing Saddles,
yeah,
Blues Brothers. That is a proper movie.
Yep. There's a lot of people that wouldn't you say, oh, I've seen the Blues Brothers, and they go, what's that?
But am I right about this thing about popular culture? You meet people under the age of 30, and they haven't really ever taken an interest in stuff that's gone on been kind of in their 20 years previously.
Possibly.
What do you mean, possibly? Have an opinion, man.
Well, I mean, I don't really see myself where you're coming from. Popular culture, explain some more.
Well, popular culture, like Frankie Lane is an example. Okay?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I shouldn't eat and talk at the same time. I'm starving. You couldn't lay out a nice cold collation for me, could you? Get some cold meats, maybe a couple of pork pies, put them on a trestle table in the corner. I'd work my way through that in no time. Frankie Lane, right, is a big star. I mean, bear in mind, this man sold more than 100 million copies of his records, and that's a lot. That's a lot more than Blue or, who's that other band? Orange, whatever they're called, right?
Madonna.
Well, no, she's a superstar. I'm not talking about them. I'm just talking generally.
Yeah, but she's popular culture.
Yeah, she is popular culture, but she's iconic, and that's kind of different,
but
isn't
in
it?
In years to come,
yeah.
Like, when cowboys and Indians were like, you know, that was sort of black and white telly and that was the thing too. It's a bit like Buzz Lightyear and the Toy Story.
To infinity!
Yeah, but that's the same thing, isn't it? It's time changes and moves on. It's
yeah. Absolutely. I don't have a problem with that. Time changes, you know? There is a natural evolution of popular culture. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah,
but But
popular culture would be breakdancing, skateboarding, BMXing, all that sort of stuff. Whereas now kids are more into computers, playing PlayStations, and doing all the things that you can do for real on the PC.
Yeah, but they'll play on a PlayStation, and they won't for a single second think about how that PlayStation came to be.
No.
You know, don't take an interest. Oh, you know, no one stops to think and goes, oh, do you know, I wonder who sung the theme tune to Rawhide in 1952. No, people just don't do that.
Of course they don't.
No, exactly. But is that a bad thing? Should we just be thinking about what gets printed in Heat magazine? Is that where it's at?
No, I mean, to be fair, I didn't know who sang that song, Rawhide. The only person that I know sang it was the Blues Brothers. And whenever I hear it, that's who I think of that film.
Well, that's okay, because that's kind of cross-pollination, population. That's kind of a, you know, there's a crossover. Listen, thanks for calling, Bill. We've got to go, because you're a bit noisy there, and I appreciate you're in an articulated vehicle, but I don't want to subject everybody to it for too long, because they'll have heart failure in San Diego. 9 minutes after nine, this is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis. I'm not Alan, because Jason in Barking sent me a text saying, "Hi, Alan. You know you've made it, don't you? I mean, come on, this is London's premier talk radio station. You know you've made it when someone gets your name wrong. Hi, Alan. Just to let you know that Ian Lee don't care much for football, and how could that earlier caller not know where the match is being played? This is the match between England and Spain that's on tonight, which... is it on now?
Probably
is. Who cares? It's on at Old Trafford. Where's that, then? France? No idea. An accident. This is Martin, who's on the M4. By now, he's probably in Bristol. An ex-girlfriend once poured the handbrake on my van at 60 miles an hour, and it rolled twice. On the bright side, we finished that night. Martin, you is evil. Anthony, of course you can only do one thing at a time. You're a man, but you're doing a good show. From Henna in Balham. I love Henna. Seriously. I mean, I don't love Henna in Balham. I just like having my hands painted. Samantha.
Hello.
Hello.
What was that?
Are you in Euston?
I'm in Bloomsbury.
Brunsbury?
Yeah.
Why does it say Euston here, then?
I'm very close to Euston.
Well, Brunsbury's not close to Euston.
Well, yes it is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is nowhere near Euston.
Euston train station, tube station.
That's nowhere near Brunsbury.
Yes, Bloomsbury, yeah.
Oh, you're Bloomsbury.
Did I say Brunsbury?
Well, I thought you said Brunsbury.
No, Bloomsbury.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah, you are near Euston. I apologise.
Sorry, my enunciation is not...
Where are you from?
The United States.
Whereabouts?
Connecticut.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are you from Connecticut?
I suppose my parents... having decided to live there.
Good answer. Move one space to Brunsbury. So, what's your story, Samantha?
Yeah, I have two accident stories, actually.
Okay, give me the most gruesome one first that drew blood.
When I was 5 years old...
Can I just ask you one quick question before you start this?
Sure.
Do you mind me asking how old you are now?
Take a guess.
12.
No.
I don't know, I'm just playing safe.
I will be 21 this month.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Do you know who Frankie Lane is?
No, I was actually wondering that.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
I have no idea. But then again, I'm not really into any popular culture.
Now, why is that?
I don't know. It just doesn't take my fancy.
What are you into, Samantha?
I'm more of a bookworm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No! I don't believe it.
I don't watch TV.
Well, that's not a problem. We don't mind that. But you listen to the radio.
Yeah, but only talk radio.
Well, of course. I mean, there isn't any other radio stations. It's so silly. So, go on. When you were five...
Yeah, I guess it's not that gruesome for me. I got into a car accident with my father, and he went through the windshield.
Oh!
Yeah, but I just hit... I was in the back and I hit the window, and I lost a tooth. But in the true American way, I got $15,000 out of a lawsuit for losing a baby tooth.
You sued your father?
No. We sued the man. The other car went through a stop sign and was speeding like 30 miles over the speed limit.
What did your dad get for going through the windscreen?
Quite a bit of money. Over
a box of cookies?
No. Somewhere in the range of $200,000. But he has 5 herniated discs and his spine is deteriorating.
Oh no, is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. At the moment.
I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just, you know, tried to squeeze some entertainment out of that poor man's dreadful trauma.
Well, he goes to the gym and that really actually...
Oh, we need to stop talking about this, otherwise I'll get depressed.
Okay. And then the second one was a couple of years ago.
Can I just ask before you start this story?
Sure.
Does it involve any kind of, you know, does it involve someone losing their head or their mind? Or does it involve some kind of...
No. It was a close one.
Tractor or a cliff?
No.
Okay.
I was driving with a friend. Well, my friend was driving and it began to snow really heavily in Connecticut. And
it couldn't have. It's just, it's too cold to snow in Connecticut.
That's absurd. Well, you do get ice storms.
Yeah, go on, carry on.
Okay. And we were going onto a ramp on the highway.
15 seconds.
Okay, sorry. And we were making the turn on the ramp, and we rolled over, and we would have gone into head-on traffic if our tire hadn't gotten caught in one of the dividers.
That's a wonderful story.
Isn't it fantastic?
And was everybody okay?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's 9:15. Time to travel to the Travel Centre and Alan Joyce.
Thank you very much, and if you're heading out onto the...
So, can you believe that Frankie Lane has passed away? I mean, am I crazy and sad, but I actually have 2 Frankie Lane albums at home?
Yes.
No, but is that weird? Come on, I'm a 32-year-old man, born in Paddington in London. I've not had a particularly, you know, kind of... Western... No, I mean, you know, I didn't have a horse as a child or anything. I didn't... you know, wear a blazing saddle.
Did you buy them yourself?
Yeah, of course I bought them myself.
Yeah, you're sad then.
No, but this man sold over 100 million albums. I mean, he's got to be good, isn't he? You see? How old are you, Agent Chris?
25.
25, you see? So there's only 7 years between us.
Yes.
Possibly 8. Possibly 9. And you think I'm crazy for that? You see, and this is what I want to talk about. Is it right that, you know, popular culture from the last 50 years is completely forgotten for the PlayStation generation? Now, I'm going to completely contradict myself, and the juxtaposition to that story is the fact that I'm trying to up my MySpace friends tonight. I'm up to 88, started the programme with 49, wasn't it? Yeah, 49 we started with. We're up to 88, we're trying to do 100 by 10 o'clock, so please join the party, myspace.com/ant_Davis. Don't forget you can phone the radio station as well, let's not get too caught up in MySpace, 0870-9090-973. As you know, 0870-9090-973. Text me, 84850, and email Anthony, with an H, at lbc.co.uk. If you're wondering where Ian Lee is, if you've just turned on, you're expecting something, you know, something special, then let me tell you, in all seriousness, that Mr. Lee has been involved... in a road traffic accident.
RTA.
An RTA, says Asian Christian. Just because I started with a lingo, don't mean you can pick it up as well. You think you're at ambulance head office control, don't you?
Yeah.
I see one male, Caucasian. Peugeot 106, Willesden High Road. So, yeah, that's why. He's fine. Don't worry. He's absolutely fine. He's just, you know, he's got a bit of trauma. He'll let you know tomorrow. If they let him out of the psychiatric hospital. Hi, Justin.
Good evening. How do you do?
Do you know, I'm so pleased you started that. How do you do?
How do you do, fella?
Am I right, though? People just don't say that anymore.
It's a different generation, mate. I'm 2 years older than you.
Yeah.
Okay, I prefer the old movie Weird Science.
Weird Science? What a great film that was. Wasn't Martin Short in that?
Yeah,
what a great film!
It was brilliant. It was just something about it. It was just good. It was the good days, mate.
Oh, you see, there you go. Blazing Saddles, Weird Science, Short Circuit. There's another one.
Short Circuit 2. Oh, you can go on, mate.
You can go on.
What they got now. They've got violence, everything.
I know. They were so innocent then, and it was brilliant. The Neverending Story.
No.
You remember that one?
Of course I do.
What a great film.
Like, Neverending Story.
Labyrinth.
Oh, don't start me off with Labyrinth.
Labyrinth with Bowie.
With David Bowie.
I'm literally, I'm shedding a little bit of a tear just because I'm reliving that youth. You know, I want to put on a pair of luminous socks, some green flash, and just run around the playground shouting...
Why don't you do it, mate?
Who wants to play Return of the Jedi? That's what I want to do.
Well, the reason why I phoned up was about the car crash.
You never need a reason. You know that, don't you, Justin?
I love phoning you lot up.
You never need a reason.
That's why I'm phoning you up now.
Go for it.
Anyway, car accident. Probably about 10 years ago. Never been in the car before. It was me, my sister and her ex-boyfriend, and they decided to give me a little lesson.
Right.
So I drove perfectly fine for 5 seconds. Then done a right, then went through a brick wall.
Oh, no!
That brick wall, okay, yeah. It was like a seesaw.
Yeah.
If that brick wall wasn't there, we would have gone through a factory wall.
Do you know what that reminds me of, Justin?
What's that, Mike?
Do you remember when Cameron put his dad's Ferrari on reverse to take off the miles?
Not Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, it went through the back of the glass garage and down that ravine.
I think he was a bit gutted, mate, wasn't he?
He was a little bit gutted. That's what your story reminds me of.
can you do one more thing before I go, please?
I'm not dressing up as a chicken and running around clucking.
All right, can you say hello to Rita for me, my boss?
Yeah, you bet I can. Where is she?
She's at home in, I think it's Hamsey Green.
Yeah?
You just say, hello, Rita.
Hello, Rita.
Thank you very much. How do you do and have a good evening? Speak to you soon.
Oh, well done, Justin. Rita is such a great name. People don't get called Rita anymore. You see, there you go. There is another example of popular culture that has kind of got lost its way. Educating Rita. You know? I'm only supposed to teach this stuff. Do you remember those days? Educating, what a great film that was.
No.
Oh, Agent Chris, you should be ashamed of yourself.
All right.
You've never seen Educating Rita with Michael Caine?
Nope.
I'm drunk. Of course I'm drunk. You don't expect me to teach this stuff when I'm sober.
Who's that?
Get back to work. that's, you see, great films from the lazy, crazy, hazy days of the 80s. It's 9:23, this is LBC, I'm Anthony Davis, in for Ian Lee. Sarah's in Greenwich. Howdy.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, much better now if I've heard from you, Sarah.
Hello, oh, yay, good. I'm glad I have that effect on you.
Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not, I've got a really bad throat.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit So there you go. I'm already one of your MySpace friends, if you remember rightly.
Are you already one of my MySpace friends?
Yeah.
Okay, let me have a look at it now.
All right, then.
And try and find your picture.
I used to be in your top, friends list, but I got, abandoned.
Okay, hang on. I'm looking at view all of my friends. Yeah. Oh, I've got Ian Lee in the top there.
Oh, have you?
Right, hang on, Sarah. I'm trying to find you so I can get a picture of you in my mind.
2,142.
Shut up. Hang on. What are you down as? You down as Sarah?
Sarah Marie Love.
Oh, there you are. There's a picture of a boy.
It's Richard Hammond.
The hamster?
A boy.
What's the hamster? Which one's Richard? The one on the left or the right?
The one on the right.
What's that other thing, then? That's a dog, is it? Oh, well.
Top Gear dog.
Similar size. Yeah, okay, well, it's just clicking onto you now. It's taking a minute. So, anyway, Sarah, what's cooking?
Not a lot. But what I'm going to say, I'm not having a go. But I am.
I should hope not.
No, I would never have a go at you. I'm just in your MySpace pic, so I'd never have a go at you. Basically, you said about kids not understanding about the retro stuff before the new stuff. I do think there are some kids who are brought up to be quite naive, but I also think there's a lot of intelligent kids.
No, it's nothing to do with intelligence. I'm not knocking it from...
I think it has.
No. Seriously, I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not saying that kids are wrong because they haven't learnt up on this stuff. I'm just saying that where's the interest? Because when I was growing up, you looked to the past, you looked, and not just over the last couple of years, because that's where all the great stuff happened and was pioneered. Well, whereas, not a lot's happened over the last 5 years apart from Jade being done for whatever else do you know what I'm saying?
Sort of, yeah. But I do think, all these kids with the new Xbox 360, which I have. That's not the point. I remember the days of, the SNES. Do you know what I mean? And the MSX before that, that's just mad.
Well, now you've lost me. What? What?
What? I'm talking about computer consoles.
Do you call it a snare?
Snares.
What's a snare?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh.
You know, the cartridge ones. Don't, what?
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, but I remember Educating Rita. And
there you go. Agent Chris doesn't remember Educated Rita.
Agent Chris, you've got to watch it. It's a fantastic film.
You hear that?
It's brilliant.
Alright.
At the beginning, you'll think, oh, it's just a...
Yeah, I think he can't wait. Look, he's literally phoning up Blockbuster as we speak. Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's really, like, enlightening, and it
drunk?
Really opens your mind.
Of course I'm drunk. You don't expect me to teach this when I'm sober.
Who played that part of the teacher?
Oh.
It wasn't Michael Caine, was it?
Yeah, it was Michael. Is my impression that bad?
Michael Caine and Julia Andrews. No.
Julia Andrews? Get out of here, Sarah.
Who was it?
Julie Walters. Julie.
I love her. She's one of my favourite actresses.
No, she isn't. You don't even know her name.
Yeah, but that's not the point. I still think she's a brilliant actress.
Yeah.
And I really love that film. But I also like all the old computer systems, and I love, like, learning about old bands and stuff.
Well, will you do me a favour? Really? Do me a favour.
Yeah, what's that?
Have you got access to download service like iTunes or something?
Yeah.
Go and listen to a free 30-second clip of Frankie Lane. I don't mind what song. He passed away...
How do I spell his name?
Frankie.
Yeah, is it K-Y or K-I-E?
I've never seen a Frankie with a Y. I-E.
Okay, I'm in the asking.
And Lane, L-A-I-N-E. Do us a favour. Go and download a bit of Frankie Lane. I want you to have a listen. You can choose any song. Doesn't have to be Rawhide. It doesn't have to be Blazing Saddles. Just find something. Get a taste for his back catalogue, Wikipedia him, find out a little bit about him, and call me back in 10-15 minutes.
Why?
Because I want to talk popular culture.
Really?
Laters.
Laters.
So, there we go. She is on a mission from Antoine. She's doing a little bit of homework, and that can only be a good thing, let's be perfectly honest. Morel, have you got your voice back?
My voice has returned, Anthony.
Okay, stay there. I'll come to you in a minute, because we've got to do some, advertising messages.
Okay.
Won't be a second. So, please, I love Morel. You know, she's in Barnet. She calls all the time. She's wonderful. We couldn't do it without her, let's be perfectly honest. So, your calls, your thoughts and your opinions, please, on popular culture. Have... people under the age of 30, and I mean, you know, everyone's young these days, aren't they? Have they completely lost interest in things that have gone on in the past? Frankie Lane passed away today, got a tiny little bit of column inch. You know, he's a big star, he sold over 100 million records. This. Welcome back. So, Morel, am I going completely crazy, or is this the case? People don't know who anybody is anymore.
People have got a very short memory, Anthony.
But it's not that they have a short memory. They just don't know in the first place. They don't take an interest.
I think what it is, I mean, Frankie Lane, he did sell millions of records.
100 million records.
But the lady that was phoning before, did she say she was only 21 or something?
Yeah, something like that. Listen, can we talk about it in a second? Because we've got to do the news.
Yes.
Okay, you hang on. Have a glass of water.
0870-9090-973.
That's the number. Stick your finger in and press the number in. We've covered quite a lot this evening. I'm going to just say, if you've literally just switched on, you're thinking, where's Ian Lee? What the hell is going on? Ian was involved in a minor road traffic accident earlier in the Willesden area. His Bentley Continental is a complete write-off. Seriously, it's been so badly hit, it now looks like a Peugeot 106. You would never recognise it. So, he'll be back tomorrow, but he's just a bit shaken up today and he couldn't get here because the car was leaking oil and all sorts. But don't worry, I'm here, I'm Anthony, and we'll be all right. Clive will be here at 10. We'll be back to normal then. Do not worry. Your calls, your emails, your texts, your thoughts and your opinions, please. 0870-9090-973. You can text 84850 and you can email Anthony with a H... @lbc.co.uk. Also, must just mention this. Morel, you're right to hang on for a sec.
I'm fine, Anthony.
Okay. We're trying to get my MySpace up to 100 friends. I've only just joined it. I thought this would be a great opportunity because I'm really embarrassed when people see me, they go, oh, you've only got 3 friends. So I thought this was a great opportunity. Knowing how much MySpace means to the LBC listener of a certain age, that, you know, we thought we'd use it. So we're up to 91. So please, I need 9 more friends in the next 28 minutes. That's the deal. www.myspace.com/ant_Davis. Ah, yes. Popular culture. Frankie Lane passed away today, and I am convinced that hardly anybody knows who he is, and I think that's very sad, because he sold over 100 million records in the 1950s, and he was still going strong until he had a heart failure in San Diego. Mireille, do you feel strongly about this, my darling?
I do. I tell you what I was just thinking when I said about the lady that's only 21.
Yeah.
I'm a really big fan, and he's well before my time, of Chet Baker.
Oh, Chet Baker.
Everybody says he's a trumpeter, but if you listen to him sing My Funny Valentine or Moon River, it's like silk. It's absolutely beautiful, Anthony.
Well, Henry Mancini, when he wrote Moon River...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had Chet Baker in mind, did he?
No, he didn't.
But Chet Baker, in hindsight, has turned that into a very different and very special kind of song.
He has, but, and My Funny Valentine, it's just beautiful. I was listening to, That Reminds Me, with Brenda Bleffin.
Yes.
And she chose one of, I think it was My Funny Valentine she chose.
Yeah.
And she said to him, she came to him really late in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've always loved him, because my dad loved him, and I think it gets passed on.
But you see, now we've got an extra generation in there who are having kids now who wouldn't know who these kind of people were.
Well, that is a real shame.
But it is a shame, and these people were pioneering, and, do you know, there's a real shortage of stars around these days.
Yes, there is.
Do you know what I mean by a star?
I do.
Somebody who could get up there and do something live without any, you know, click track, as Steve likes to call it, you know, and just do it so spectacularly that the people in the audience are completely blown away.
You've got to, I think, if you're a singer, you should be able to do one of your tracks acoustically with just a guitar in the background.
Yeah.
You should have the whole audience in a small place mesmerised.
If
you can't do that, you're rubbish. I don't care how much money you earn, you're rubbish.
Not just singers, I mean, any performer.
Definitely.
You see this programme that's on the BBC at the moment, just started with Graham Norton, called When Will I Be Famous?
I haven't got a telly, Anthony.
Oh, that's right, you haven't got a telly. No.
I'm one of the weird LBC listeners, but tell me about it anyway.
Well, the point is that they have a panel of public people sitting at home with kind of webcams,
mm-hmm.
who are the panel. Then they have a panel of three in the studio. Mm-hmm. Max Clifford's one of them.
Oh, right.
And then they get professional acts to come on. Professional acts, not wannabes. People who have an act.
Right.
And earn a living from their act.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to perform on the channel, mm-hmm. in order to get the acclaim and get through to the final as voted for by the public.
And people at home are voting for them, and that's the only reason they're going to be famous. Is that right?
Well, I think it's 100 select people who are voting.
Please.
And what worries me about, and it's fine, you know, it's a nice little bit of entertainment, it's nice to watch these kind of things, and, you know, but isn't it a shame that real performers have to go on this kind of talent show in order to be able to kind of demonstrate their wares?
You know what worries me?
What worries you, Mireille?
About the, well, I'm a bit old now, but if I was sort of, you know, in the sort of teenage years, the groups that are gigging are really fantastic, and they just never get through.
Yeah.
You know, they spend their whole life going from little venue to little venue. They're much better than half of these stars.
But this is the business these days, you see, and I mean, I don't want to talk like a kind of sad old show business idiot,
mm-hmm.
but I did my first kind of show business job about 24 years ago.
Did you?
Well, I was a child actor. I was in Grange Hill.
Okay.
So, you know, I've never made it, clearly, but that's not the point. You just keep trying, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've seen it change, because when I started, there was only, well, no, just, there was just four channels.
Yeah, that's right.
So you had to, you know, the bar was a little bit higher in those days.
Mm.
Whereas now there's this kind of dispersion. And dilution.
It's all manufactured, isn't it? I mean, everything is, you know, they get you, they put you in a product, they make you look how they want you to look.
Yeah, well, I'd have a problem with that, because that used to happen years ago. I mean, even Frankie Lane, I'm sure, was preened by the studios and whatever else.
Mm.
The point is that these days, anybody can have a go.
Yeah.
And you don't have to actually have a skill or a craft to be able to get known.
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh, what does it remind you?
Changing the subject. I know I phoned for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, you had a couple of guys phoning, and they were saying about the people doing market research.
Yeah.
And one guy said that he'd like to run them down. I know he was only joking.
Yeah, he was only joking.
He was only joking. But you probably know this guy. There's a guy called Ben who he works in the Barnet area. Anybody who lives in High Barnet will know him. And you know when people spit out their chewing gum on the ground?
Yeah.
Have you seen the lovely pictures he paints on the chewing gum?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. It's all in the High Barnet area.
Yeah.
He basically gets the kids to, the kids come up and it's like all marked for whoever and it's all like this. But he does these most beautiful pictures.
Yeah.
On a tiny, weeny little bit of chewing gum. He's a lovely artist. I mean, it really makes me laugh. And I'm thinking to myself...
So what does he do with the gum once he's done the picture
no,
on it?
The gums... People are disgusting. They just spit their gum all over the ground.
Yeah, I know. And if they were in Scotland, they'd get fined 50 quid for a spit.
So he looks a mess. He basically looks a mess. He just paints on the... I don't know how he doesn't catch something, but he just paints. He's got this little box of paint.
Oh, I see. So he paints while it's on the ground. He hasn't chewed it.
No.
Someone else has discarded it.
And he did a lovely one for me. Among the massive and everything else... And
yeah.
Jill loves Rob and everything. He's done a lovely beach with a palm tree and my name across it, and it's really sweet. I think it's wonderful. And the thing is...
How very enterprising.
He is. Well, the thing is, people have tried to rip him off. He had this businessman who said they wanted to put... His pictures are really, really good, okay?
Yeah.
And he wanted to put his pictures on the website.
Yeah.
So he gave him this paper to sign, and Ben's not stupid. He's got a good soul, but his brother's a lawyer. So he was going to rip him off, but he didn't get very far.
No.
But... You know, he's just one of these people that is, he's just a lovely man to talk to. He's such a gentle soul.
Yeah.
And yet he's not earning millions of pounds.
No, but he's talented.
Yeah, oh, he actually is. I know it sounds ridiculous, but he is. I mean, on this tiny, weeny bit of chewing gum, he's done a palm tree. He's done a beautiful blue sky. He's done a beach. And then he puts your name across it.
Oh, bless him.
It's really, if ever you're in the High Barnet area.
Yeah.
You, I know this sounds really ridiculous, but if you look at the ground, you'll see all these little drawings, and the kids ask him to do things and everything else. And
I'll just play in devil's advocate for a minute. But in the time it's taken him to do the drawing, could he not have just like scraped it up with the end of a screwdriver off the floor and binned it?
No, well, I mean that's not. Well, I suppose he could.
I appreciate that's not what he's into, but what worries me about this is he not encouraging people to spit out their chewing gum?
No.
Because people think, oh, if I do that, then Ben will come and do a nice little drawing of a sunset with a water slide and a...
It's always been. People have always spat their chewing gum on the ground. It's not a new thing.
Do you know what I think is worse than chewing gum spitting?
Tell me.
Spitting.
I know.
Personally, I can't do it. If I was to try, it would go down my chin.
Well, that isn't...
I've got no huck.
Isn't that how TB got passed around years ago?
I hope so.
Yeah, it is.
Let them all get tuberculosis.
But the point I was making is that people tried to rip him off, and he's not stupid, and he's a real sort of a gentleman.
What, you mean there's, like, rubbish drawings on chewing gum at other streets?
Pardon?
Was this people having a go themselves?
No, people, because some of his drawings is on the internet, and they were going to be put on cards.
Yeah.
But this businessman tried to rip him off.
Oh, I see, a businessman trying to rip him off. Yeah,
so, you know, there are the people around that just think, oh, there's someone that's doing something that's doing no harm, let's make money out of it.
But that's the problem with this kind of commercial country now, it's every man for himself.
Isn't that terrible state of affairs, though?
I mean, that's what, you know, more than things like West London congestion charge and Blackwall Tunnel charge and all these other issues that people are getting on their horses about.
Mm-hmm.
What worries me more than anything is just the fact that it's these days, it's every man for himself and no one knows who Frankie Lane is. That actually matters to me more than, because, you know, if our charge goes up, we got to pay it.
Yep.
What can we do?
Pay it or don't drive.
Whereas when someone like Frankie Lane kind of passes on... I'm a bit more upset that people aren't really able to give him the time of day. I mean, he's got a little bit on page 4 of London Light tonight.
Wasn't he in the big papers, like Standard?
Well, I didn't get the Standard. I only managed to get time to nick a free one, but... I don't know, I just think it's a shame. You know, I don't know.
Well, if you put the call out, loads of people phone in and say that they know, because...
Hang on a second. Ingrid?
Yep.
Do you know who Frankie Lane is?
Oh, not half.
There you go.
Not half, I tell you something, you've just turned all fluff on me. Right, listen, stay there a second. Mireille.
Hello.
You appreciate that we have to go because Ingrid has got a Frankie Lane not half story for us.
Take care, Anthony.
You too, Mireille. Look after that throat.
I will, thank you.
Gargle with a little salt water.
I will do indeed.
I can also recommend Disprin.
And chicken soup.
No, it's Jewish penicillin.
Absolutely.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So, there we go. Who is Frankie Lane? Who is he, Ingrid?
He is one of the best singers. 50s, 60s and 70s, easily.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you somebody else as well. Andy Williams.
Well, the great Andy Williams. He was only about 3'2".
No, he's not.
No, seriously, Andy Williams was so short when he did his show, you know, the Andy Williams show.
Really?
He had to get on a box.
Amazing. A lovely voice and a really lovely face, bless him.
May I ask your age?
Coming up 72.
Okay. Now, I think it's wonderful that I'm able to tell a 72-year-old that Andy Williams had to stand on a box for his own show. Isn't that great? I mean, you know...
I didn't know that before.
No, but it's true. And isn't that great? It makes me feel great that we are able to cross generations.
Yeah.
And we can share information back and forth.
I think the reason...
And that isn't happening anymore.
The young ones are not interested in our kind of music. Well, most of them are not, anyway.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be your kind of music, you know, as David Jacobs says.
It's every year, isn't it?
Doesn't have to be. It's everybody's. You know, the great thing about being a songwriter is you put a piece of music out there, and it's out there forever. And long after you've passed on, the people from generations or, you know, indefinitely have access to your back catalogue. And that's what makes it so wonderful. That is what I'm getting at. That's why popular culture is so important. That's why we should celebrate everything. And we should never look over somebody like Frankie Lane and go, who? Let's think about these things. Let's think about them. It's 9:45 now. Time to check the travel with Alan Joyce.
So it's a busy night for the Gritters tonight. They're out and about on the motorway network. They're certainly...
Hello. It's 9:47. This is LBC. I'm Anthony Davis in for Ian Lee. We're trying to get my MySpace up at the moment. We're trying to get my numbers up to 100 by 10 o'clock. MySpace.com/Ant_Davis. Sorry to kind of use you for this, but I've just had the mickey taken out of me so much. I've only just joined it, and people live their lives through it. And I don't think that that's right. So I'm trying to join, you know, just join, jump on the bandwagon just to find out what, you know, if it's the way to go. We've just been talking about popular culture. And please join in the debate, 0870-9090-973. You can text me, 84850, or email anthony@lbc.co.uk. Just trying to get to the bottom of this issue, because Frankie Lane, who was one of the most popular entertainers of the 1950s, passed away today, age 93. Very sad. But I maintain that nobody knows who he is. When I say nobody, I don't mean nobody, but you know what I'm saying. The people who kind of inhabit this city and call themselves the in crowd. Philip.
Good evening, Anthony.
How are you?
Very well. Frankie Lane was a regular on LBC.
No.
Absolutely, yes.
Tell me.
Well, on a Saturday night, we used to have Eric Hall.
Yeah.
You know, the agent.
Yeah, of course.
Guy. And he used to have his own show, and because being an agent, I suppose he had contacts in America, and every week he'd phone up a big star.
Yeah.
And one of his best mates, because he was on about three or four times to my knowledge, was Frankie Lane.
Really?
Yeah, late night on LBC. I'm talking 10 till 1.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating.
How long ago would you say that was?
That's a toughie. 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure there must be regular people who can remember better than I can the actual date.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he used to have all the singers, you know, that were around. But I only just heard on the news about Frankie Lane because he was a great singer.
Sad, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, I think the song that everybody, well, my generation, a lot of other people will remember him by,
yeah,
was the theme from Rawhide.
Well, yeah, we were saying about that earlier. Rawhide.
Rolling. And, I mean, he did a lot of songs that were film titles. And he was such a, you know, a great personality, even in these later years when he was talking to Eric. I mean, he sounded great. I mean, he loved talking to people. He would take phone calls, and he was such a great great person.
Can I just ask you a general knowledge question?
Right.
Don't worry, it's not difficult. Who was the singer who started off born in London, was a bus driver in Peckham,
yeah,
and then went to America to take over? When, who was it? Someone passed away and he had to kind of take over. I think it was Nat King Cole got moved over.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s?
That is a tough one.
Who is it? It wasn't Mel Torme, it was somebody else.
Yeah, no, because I don't think Mel Torme... the only person I knew who was a bus driver, but he was a bus driver, I think, in South Africa, was Matt Monro.
Matt Monro! There you go, that's,
yeah,
who I'm after.
South Africa, but...
No, he was Matt Monro, he was from Peckham.
Well, actually, funny enough, I've got a record in which Matt Monro appears.
Yeah.
But he's not credited. What it is, it's one of Peter Sellers'
classic
right.
LPs.
Yeah.
Songs for Swinging Cellars, I think, is the one.
Yeah.
And you have on it this singer, and it's not credited, and of course it was Matt Monro.
Now, I just want to appeal to our younger listeners. Just do an iTunes search or wherever you download your music from and get a load of Matt Monro.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are so many shops...
Didn't he sing From Russia With Love?
Oh, yeah. There are so many shops these days, Andy, that have, for one of the cheap... CDs. No, I mean, proper ones.
Yeah, yeah, I know. If you go into Virgin, you can get yourself a CD of Matt Monro for, like, $1.99
or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, these songs have been recorded by the artists that are still alive over and over and over again.
But this guy, right, was a family man. If I get my story right, I don't want to confuse him with the wrong person, but from what I can remember, and obviously not of the time, because I wasn't around.
Yeah, born free, he did, didn't he?
Born free, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a family man.
Mm. So, as I say, I must be honest... I don't know that much about
him. Well, I know that he was a family man, and he was never into drink or drugs. He never got into the underworld, because this happens to show business people. He got snapped up.
Yeah.
I think he was driving the buses in Peckham.
I don't think... I think it was South Africa, Anthony. I could be wrong.
Okay, well, we'll find out, won't
we? Yeah, as I say,
he didn't have any money. He was a Londoner. I know that he got taken over there and he became a huge star. But if you listen to his voice, he sounded like Sinatra.
It's a smooth voice, isn't it? It's
very smooth, very amazing. And I would love somebody kind of young to discover Frankie Lane or Matt Monro or whoever these people are and just take an interest.
LBC have got Eartha Kitt coming over, haven't they?
Have we?
You've been trailing it. I get a sheet coming over for five shows.
Oh, fine. I'm there.
Because, I mean, what was it? An old-fashioned girl, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm an old-fashioned girl. And I saw her in Follies.
Oh, wow, yes.
With Julia McKenzie.
Oh, wow.
Can I just stay there a second, Philip? I just want to ask Sarah if she's listened to some Frankie Lane. Did you listen to Frankie Lane?
Yeah, go onto MySpace, and type his name under the music section.
And what, you get him up there, do you?
Yeah, and I've just added one of his songs onto my
Great, and what do you think?
Good. I have heard his music, and I have heard, because my brother's really into stuff like this.
And you didn't realise who he was and da-da-da-da?
No, he was dead today. That's really sad.
It's quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but another really cool fact about him, yeah?
Yeah.
He was involved in the equal rights movement of the 50s and 60s.
Yes, he was.
He was the first white guy to go on to Nat King Cole's television show.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Nat King Cole was a pianist. He was never a singer. And he played the piano at the back of the band. Do you know this, Philip?
Yes.
And it was the band members that kind of said to him, you know, come on, Nat, go out front. And it turned out he had the most beautiful voice in the world ever.
Yeah.
You see, I don't want to live in the past, because I like to live in the present and the future. Don't get me wrong.
Past is fun.
But you've got to... the legacy of these people just lives on in their music, and that's what... So it's a little bit like the LBC Premium Podcasts.
I don't know about that.
Don't you agree? It's a little bit like the LBC Premium Podcasts because the great work just lives on forever.
True. Right. Yes, yes. I mean, there's some great shows from the past, you know, that deserve to be heard again.
Absolutely. Philip, you couldn't be more right. Haven't we just put the world to rights? It's quite fun, though, you know? It's just good to... What have we covered this evening? We started with, it was too cold to snow. Then we, before you knew it, we were on road traffic accidents. And we did a little bit of global warming. That's Agent Chris going, in case you thought I was a ventriloquist. Who was the... here we go, here's one for popular culture.
Right.
Ventriloquism on the radio.
Oh.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Adrian Love.
Okay.
Way before your time. I'm 32. There's something wrong with me. And then we got onto Frankie Lane, because he passed away today, and, we're just trying to educate people. Now, the other thing is that my MySpace, we're trying to get me up to 100 friends, as I only had... What did I have? 49 when we started, almost 3 hours ago.
Pathetic 49.
Pathetic 49. And, ladies and gentlemen... I'm trying to click this and speak at the same time. Being a man, it's a little bit difficult. I am now up to... Hey, we need a drum roll. If ever we needed a drum roll, we need to go to West Kensington and get... Right, I'll give the number away. If you're our drum... What was her lovely name? I can't remember.
Vicky.
Vicky. in West Ken. Get Vicky back. We need a drum roll so I can announce how many friends that I've managed to achieve off the back of the MySpace over this... Yeah. Okay, Marlene?
Yes?
You like Frankie Lane?
Oh, yes. He was one of my favourites.
Wasn't he?
He was an High Noon, wasn't he? And he sang Jezebel.
Really?
Yes, yes. I can't remember all his songs. I've got his record downstairs.
Yeah, have you got a record player?
Well... record player.
You've got your radio on as well. This is fantastic. I feel like I'm in your house and in your ear. But Marlene, is there anything you want to say? Because we've got quite a lot to squeeze in the last couple of minutes.
You did what?
Well, do you want to? Is there anything you want to add to this?
No. Well, it's just I got a surprise. I'm lying here listening to you all and looking at television, the television volume off, and I suddenly heard. You know? Did you know Frankie Lane?
And you were just drawn to the radio.
I was like. Frankie Lane, he was a real good singer.
Oh, this is lovely.
And he was really nice, and I don't think, you know, we heard enough of him.
No, I think you're right. Marlene?
Yes?
Thank you for calling and saying that.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, you take care. This is wonderful. Lots of emails and texts coming through. Let's just have a little look here. Did Frankie Lane write the theme to Rawhide? Paul in Ladbroke Grove wants to know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Michelle in Chingford says, the never-ending story was so sad when the horsey went in the quicksand. That's true, the little boy started crying. With Nell and I, there's a great film, and The Dark Crystal as well. That was, that was Grace in Finchley. Love Finchley, not as much as The Dark Crystal. Do you remember the Skeksis in The Dark Crystal? Mark, do you remember the Skeksis?
No, Skeksis, I remember them. Do you remember the Mystics?
Yeah, you bet I do. Yeah, anyway, hang on. Mariah Carey is one of the few real stars, but then the UK press savage her because she gets labelled a diva. Yeah, that's quite interesting. Anthony, you're right about the kids of today. Mine are six, and by God, they will know who Bob Marley was from Neville in Edmonton. Yeah, quite right, that's right. You tell them. And, who's this? Oh, that girl who phoned up is right about being intelligence. That's a great little contradiction there. I'm loving that one. So, Vicky, you still there?
Yeah.
I need a drum roll, please.
Oh, drum roll. Hold on. Just, like, putting the kids to bed, doing homework.
Just give us the drum roll.
Hello?
You got to keep it going. Keep it going.
Right, ready?
Oh, that's amazing. I, Anthony Davis, sitting in for Ian Lee, started off with 49 friends on my MySpace, and thanks to you, the listener of LBC, at 10 o'clock this evening, I now have 108, and I appreciate your help. Bye for now.